news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The pardon President Biden granted his son Hunter is ramping up speculation over who might be pardoned next. Politico, among media outlets, reporting that Biden's senior advisors have been debating whether preemptive pardons should be granted to some current and former government officials who could be in legal jeopardy when the Trump administration takes charge. President-elect Trump's incoming Mideast envoy already getting down to business.
The Trump administration is not officially in office, but Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff was in Israel and Qatar for high-level talks on landing a ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza. He met separately in recent weeks with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Qatar's Prime Minister. A U.S. official said Witkoff has kept in contact with President Biden's foreign policy team as the two administrations have agreed to coordinate efforts to free the hostages who remain in custody in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Saying that government is too big, it does too many things, and it does almost nothing well, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he is excited about what the Trump team has in store.
You're going to see a lot of change around here and in Washington and the way things are run. We need to make government more efficient, and that is what this whole objective is. It's what the DOGE effort will be about.
He spoke following a meeting with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. New York police releasing photos of a person of interest in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Police say the gunman who shot and wounded two kindergartners at a Seventh-day Adventist school in Oroville, California, was mentally ill and was upset about U.S. involvement in the Mideast. No reports of any serious damage or injuries from a magnitude 7 earthquake that rattled Northern California yesterday. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 15 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Good morning. It's 6:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And another big traffic story this morning. JFX is closed. Major brush fire there that started yesterday right at Cold Spring Lane and the JFX. So the JFX is closed both directions, coming south from Northern Parkway, coming north from Druid Park Lake Drive. Cold Spring Lane is also blocked in that area. I'm not sure if it's blocked from Falls Road to get onto the JFX, but you can get onto the expressway at Northern Parkway to go north. But all the southbound traffic will be closed, and you cannot come any further north from Druid Park Lake Drive. So that's going to be the story this morning. The light rail is also affected locally in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cold to begin this Friday. It will be a sunny afternoon with a high 38, but it will feel colder as winds gust in from the northwest at times. Those winds will diminish overnight under a clear sky with a low dropping to 25. Expect sunshine tomorrow with a high of 41. The sunny and warmer on Sunday with a high approaching 53. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 27 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 31 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you're a gun owner, protecting your firearms and staying compliant with state and federal laws is crucial. I'm Melissa Patty, managing partner of Stouffer Legal. We have more than a decade of expertise in helping Maryland gun owners navigate the complexities of the National Firearms Act. From handguns to automatic rifles, suppressors, and SBRs, our team ensures your Class 3 items are secure and compliant. Stouffer Legal can guide you through the process of establishing a trust to protect and share your federally regulated firearms with friends and family, ensuring they stay out of public probate.
Visit StopherLegal.com or call us at 410-291-PLAN now to schedule your free consultation, where we will assess your needs and guide you in establishing your family gun trust. Don't wait. Secure your firearms and peace of mind today with Stouffer Legal. That's StopherLegal.com or 410-291-PLAN.
Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott. It is 6:05 on WCBM, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Boulder fire crews are battling a major brush fire that broke out late Thursday afternoon in the Woodbury area called Camp Small, which is the city's wood recycling yard. More than 100 firefighters and support personnel from the metro area have responded to this. Boulder City Department of Public Works employees are being treated at Johns Hopkins University after suffering a leg injury on the job. The employee was working on a trash truck in an alley on Thursday, and the leg was injured. DPW officials have not identified the location or the circumstances that led to the injury. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott was among the city's leaders taking part in a Thursday night press conference near the scene of this major brush fire. The mayor says multiple state and city officials have responded to the scene, including the Office of Emergency Management, Department of Transportation, State Highway Administration, and the Department of Public Works. Currently, by the way, the commuters who use I-83 to JFX should expect heavy traffic and possible road closures that could continue through morning rush hour. And Baltimore's new city council, officially on the job, Councilman Zeke Cohen was sworn in as president of the 74th Baltimore City Council, which includes four new council members. It's a 6:06, Stein on Sports next.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, barring a complete meltdown in the season's final 4 weeks, the Ravens are fairly assured of at least a playoff berth and were sent into the bye week this weekend with this message from head coach John Harbaugh.
Every goal that we have is in front of us, and we have the team to do it. So what can we do to... Bill Parcells had a great quote. He said, the season starts after Thanksgiving. Wow, what a truth for the teams that... You know, are still in it, and we're one of those teams.
At the same time, two games against first-place teams loom ahead, the Steelers in 2 weeks, and then the Texans on Christmas Day. NFL last night, the Riverboat Gambler strikes again.
They are going, and then Goff falls down, but Montgomery is able to pick up the first down. So Goff falls down as he's making the handoff, and this should seal it. They'll run the clock down. Hit the field goal. What a call!
What a play it was. Al Michaels with the call on Prime. Dan Campbell goes for it on 4th and inches from the Packers 20 with 40 seconds to play. As Michael said, to not give the ball back to Green Bay, they make it. And then Jake Bates wins it with a field goal at the gun. Lions 34, Packers 31. That one was fun last night. Detroit clinches a playoff spot and has now won 11 in a row. And on the opposite end of the spectrum, the hapless Wizards. Losers of 16 games in a row for the second straight season. 137-101 to the Mavs last night. Coming up at 6:35, the grumpy lobster boat captain sends a message. And that is Stein on Sports.
What's happening, Baltimore? Brian Leppo here, co-host of Baltimore's own Sanity Lounge at sanitylounge.com, your hub for the arts. Check out the dozens of shows portraying some of B-More's finest artists, comedians, and musicians. Sign up for the free artist and venue directory at sanitylounge.com. As a replacement for the defunct city paper, post your events with our interactive events calendar, be part of our weekly events email blasts, and don't forget to listen to some incredible interviews with some of the region's best talent.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. It is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. It is Friday, December 6th, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott, done wrestling with my printer.
Join the conversation, of course, at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Top stories this hour, a Baltimore mom is ticked off at BPD over her son's murder.
I'm frustrated. I'm hurt because my son still could be alive.
Indeed, he could. Eric Adams up in New York says, you go ahead and cancel me. I'm going to protect the citizens of New York City.
I'm going to protect the people of the city. And if you come into this country, in this city, and think you're going to harm innocent New Yorkers and innocent migrants and asylum seekers, this is not the mayor you want to be in the city under.
Top story this hour, however, controversy continues to rage in Frederick County and the city of Frederick over the mayor's proposal to use taxpayer dollars to fund legal fees for illegal aliens. However, the debate surrounding the measure has gone ignored, completely silent by the Frederick City Council, who refuse to do their jobs, who refuse the responsibility to weigh in on this controversial issue. That proposal announced 2 weeks ago in a press conference by Frederick Mayor Michael O'Connor, announcing several local initiatives meant to offset the Trump mass deportations. Residents react to what has been called the Legal Advocacy Fund.
I don't like the idea. I'd rather our taxpayer money go towards American citizens.
You know, you break the law. It's just what happens. Nobody helped me pay for my attorney fees when I break the law. So why should we be paying for theirs out of taxpayer money?
As you might imagine, this announcement has ignited a fierce debate and divide among city residents, underscored in this their comments section. I was reading through their Facebook page.
Holy smokes.
It was just thousands of comments, some commending the mayor's leadership, as you might imagine, and others calling for his immediate resignation. Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, he weighed in on this, what he is calling an insane proposal.
This type of rhetoric from someone like the mayor to say this simply endangers Frederick County.
Yeah. So here you are, tax dollars, which are supposed to be used to protect who?
The citizens of Frederick.
Yes, and the citizens of Frederick, the citizens and residents of Maryland, and the citizens law-abiding of the state of the United States of America.
Yes.
Not to people who break into our country, and I'm not saying that all, a significant number of them, probably the majority of them, are not engaged in criminal behavior other than breaking into the country. But there are many of them, Trendy Aragua, MS-13, Rachel Morin, Kayla Hamilton, you name it, they have been. Again, they've broken into this country. They're committing crimes left and right. They're bringing illegal drugs, illegal guns. And the mayor of Frederick wants tax dollars now to pay for their legal defense.
I don't understand the logic. I just truly do not understand exactly where he's coming from on this. His responsibility would be to those people who voted him into office and to all the citizens in his jurisdiction. And the idea somehow is saying, well, instead of using our tax dollars for that purpose, we're going to make sure that the illegals who are here get all the legal protections they need. I just don't understand the logic.
Yeah, but it's just not the mayor. Frederick's five city council members are going to end up voting on this fund as part of the city's budget. We'll name names here in just a second, but right now they've been mute. They have been remarkably silent on the taxpayer dollars being used to fund the defense for illegal aliens.
It's a mute point then. 613, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
I brought more Excedrin again today.
Anything on fire this morning, Chuck?
Oh, my God. You know, that thing at the tunnel yesterday didn't clear till 2:30.
Did you really?
Yes, and it was carrying produce. So, unbelievable. Yeah.
Your Christmas present. Again, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yes. I saw the guy take it out.
A lot of fried okra.
Yes.
Oprah.
I got you. Okra.
Because if Oprah was there, that would have been a big gas fire. The IE line, JFX is closed, and it's closed because of this brush fire. As they're calling it Woodbury. It's Hamden one side, it's Woodbury on the other. So the expressway is closed northbound at Druid Park Lake Drive, closed southbound at Northern Parkway. You're going to be that way for a while. They're still fighting it. I'm still listening to all the equipment that's still there. Big fire. Cold Spring Lane is also closed in that area, so plan accordingly. It's going to be a lot of traffic on Falls Mills Road and on Green Spring Avenue. The further east or west you can go, the better off you would be for the traffic, especially southbound in the morning coming down from Ruxton Road. Here's the problem. The folks who are in charge of the cameras, one camera works, and that's at the city-county line. Can't see anything at Northern Parkway. Can't see anything at North Avenue. Those cameras haven't worked in months and years. So
much like me.
Huh?
Much like me.
Well, yeah, I know that since back at Painters Mill Road. Yes. What are you talking about? There's a wreck on the Capitol Beltway going into Northern Virginia, and I'm looking at the delay. It's on the outer loop right after the American Legion Bridge, blocking the left-hand lane. Backup already is back to River Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your weather channel forecast for your Friday and weekend. Sunny, windy today, 38. That's all you get. Overnight clear, 25. Tomorrow, sunny, and a heat wave, 41.
Oh.
And then Sunday, we do get up into the 50s. Yeah. By Tuesday, we may hit 60.
By the guys are out still working on my deck yesterday in that wind and that cold.
Oh, brutal. Right now, clear 27 in the city, 25 in Forest Hills. Some one-liner news. The Attorney General of Michigan is recommending rather playing music in your house when you're not at home to deter the porch pirates from stealing your packages. But you got to be careful on the playlist. For instance, you do not want to play Robbie Dupree's Steal Away. You do, however, Bobby Fuller 4, I Fought the Law and the Law Won, so that'd be a good one.
Well, actually, if I miss Trash Day, I just put it in the Amazon box and put it on the front steps.
Yeah. That works.
It'll be gone by evening.
People have left unsavory gifts on the front porch for the porch pirates. Bob Dylan has praised Timothy Chalamet for portraying him in the upcoming biopic, A Complete Unknown. Dylan said he's going to be completely believable as me. At least that's what we think he said. Can never really be sure. Bob Dylan. Coca-Cola Corporation is going back on its promise to use less plastic in their packaging. Environmentalists are criticizing the company, saying Coke Zero means they could care less about the environment. I remember the glass bottles. They were the best.
Sure, they were the best.
For some reason, it just Coke tasted better in a glass bottle than it did in the plastic stuff.
Yeah, I don't know where you grew up, but in where I grew up, you go around and gather up old glass bottles and turn them in for money.
Right. So, back for 2 cents. You know,
2 cents, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Trump administration reportedly trying to deport illegal aliens to islands. And Trump saying, look how great it worked out for Australia.
Botany Bay.
Do you know who Haley Welch is?
Why don't we recognize her?
She's the Hawk Tua girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She launched her own cryptocurrency yesterday.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And it crashed within 3 hours, and everyone lost their money. She called it $Hawk.
Yeah.
That was her first mistake.
Yeah. And they all said it was hard to swallow.
Yeah. She should have called it Spitcoin.
Yeah, well.
After what she said.
I thought my line was better, but it's fine.
Yeah, I thought your line was hilarious, Chuck. That's why you left our heads
off.
Well,
he's been on fire the last two days.
On fire, absolutely. On fire.
He's on fuego.
Don't say that.
Worshippers at Switzerland's oldest church in the city of Lucerne can now talk to a computer-generated AI avatar, AI Jesus, and confess their sins to him.
Yeah.
So
that should work.
And they also can apparently get a weather forecast. So imagine... AI Jesus says, yes, you're going somewhere really, really hot.
That's right. Ice cream comes on and says,
today is partly cloudy.
Today is also National Bartender Day. So if you see AOC,
say hi.
Say hi. Say hi to AOC. Hey, I come across a great new up-and-coming country song. This guy, his name is Kelly Ferguson. He's an up-and-coming country artist. And I think he's got the perfect country song. I want to get your thoughts on it and see if you think it's going to be a big hit or not.
I'm gonna need a little bit of skull can, need a dip of damn man, and a mall man, and a man, and a man ain't down, and a man, and a man, and a man. So we gonna take a little trip to the other side of town, and a man, 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 and a
So I drank a beer. So I drank a beer.
Sounds good to me.
So I drank a beer.
He's obviously having some fun. He is a talented guy, but he was making fun of country music with that one. I was rolling in the aisles. All right, we're off and running. Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is coming up on 6:20. So this idea, and we'll get some of the Frederick City Council members so you can contact them and at least let them know how you feel about, especially if you live in the city of Frederick or in Frederick County, but I think all Maryland, if you're going to use taxpayer funds to defend illegals and catch and release and get them to avoid deportation, it affects the whole state.
Yep, it does.
Because they just don't stay in Frederick County or Frederick City. It affects the entire state, so we'll give you the names and numbers here in just a second. 6:20, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I've run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun we're having, hun, on a snowy Christmas day, A.K. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to run in a beat-up Chevrolet. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon my family was seated by my side.
Hello!
I fired up the car with lots of noise and smoke, and as we drove, we had to sing because my radio's broke. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun we're having, fun on a snowy Christmas day.
Hey,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to run in a beat-up Chevrolet.
That's my bud.
David.
David the boy.
Yeah, David. Funny stuff. Crabs for Christmas guy. And we haven't played that one as much, but no. That is funny. Jingle bells. Beat up Chevrolet. I love the juice harp. That makes the whole song.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now doing the entire traffic board with juice harp. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
That would be entertaining, wouldn't it?
It would certainly be different.
It would be an improvement.
Be different.
Yeah, different. Where am I? Oh, okay. Light rail is also affected. I don't think I mentioned that last time. No light rail service right now. So if you're coming down from Timonium, you're coming up from North Avenue, you'll be on a bus this morning through there. So that's always fun. The JFX is closed. This big brush fire right alongside Cold Spring Lane and the JFX. Cold Spring Lane is closed. JFX is closed at Northern Parkway southbound, closed at Druid Park Lake Drive northbound. So, again, that means a lot of traffic on Falls Road, Green Spring Avenue. And like I said earlier, the further away you can get from that, the better off you'll be. And that's going to be probably right through the rush hour this morning, depending on the progress that they're making at the scene. Two wrecks, Capitol Bell. Beltway Outer Loop near the American Legion Bridge, and now in Prince George's County, also on the Outer Loop, but this time south of Route 214. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny, windy, and cold. 38 is the expected high today. Pasadena right now clear in 26. It's 26 in Parkville. We are talking about in Frederick City, in Frederick County. The mayor there wanting to establish the legal advocacy fund for illegals. So it's sort of the, it's a misnomer. It should be the illegal advocacy fund. So number one, let's name things properly. The illegal advocacy fund would use taxpayer dollars from Frederick County and city residents to pay for the legal fees for illegal aliens to make sure that they can avoid the mass deportations that are to come starting in 45 days here in the United States and in the state of Maryland. All sorts of people, Stuart Pittman in Anne Arundel County, Brendan Scott in Baltimore City, Montgomery County has come out and said they're not going to cooperate. I would imagine Prince George's County would pretty much do the same. So you probably have three, four, maybe five jurisdictions. Not sure about Howard County, but that are just, you know, they are going to help. They're going to aid and abet illegal aliens avoid, again, once they have been in jail. In many cases, they're already in jail. They've been arrested, and they can no longer hold them in jail. So the local jurisdictions should be calling ICE and saying, hey, please pick up this illegal alien who's been arrested. We're about to release him, but they don't, and they won't. And they're going to use your tax dollars to help hire attorneys for them so they can stay in the country to continue to commit their illegal acts here in the good old U.S. of A. So the Frederick City Council has been asked to weigh in on this. And some of the members, Katie Nash, and I don't know how they're going to vote, but Katie Nash is one. She's a community advocate. So that may or may not be good. We have a ex-police officer, Kelly Russell. She's a council member. David Shackelford, I believe, is a minister. We have Donna Kuchinchak. Not sure about her background yet. Ben McShane. Those are the one, two, three, four, five. So it's a five city council member. So maybe a little bit later on we'll post their contact information for you so you can send them a polite email or if you want to make a nice polite phone call just saying, what are you, crazy?
That's good to know. It qualifies as polite on a Friday morning. It scared the hell out of me here.
Somebody had to do it. You've been in a malaise ever since you lost your news scripts.
Well, and now the news scripts now exist on every printer in the building except mine. Apparently, there was an update that ran on the computer overnight last night, and that I couldn't. My printer didn't exist anymore.
I'm just curious, and maybe there's an attorney in the audience that could help us. But if you have a government entity,
yes,
that is appropriating tax dollars for what I believe to be illegal usage, can they be sued? Can they be stopped? Can you go to court and sue them to stop the spending of our tax dollars on criminal activity or an illegal activity or aiding and abetting illegal activity?
If it's illegal, certainly. I mean, I would think. They're not immune from prosecution in those kinds of cases. If they're simply pursuing what their duties are under the law, then I think they're protected from suit. And I think that probably all the members of the council are also protected by from suit.
These individuals are entitled to a legal defense. Okay, if they're seeking asylum, they are supposed to get an asylum hearing. Again, they should be paying the freight for their own legal. Why should taxpayers? You've broken the laws of the country. Why should we foot the bill?
Yeah, Jim of the Outer Banks texts in. He says, good morning, all. Since you're required to pay taxes, how about requiring attorneys to provide free legal counsel? I'd love to hear this.
Yeah, that'd go over like a lead balloon.
On a more serious note, the people need to organize and start recall petitions and make plans to vote these people out of office. Making noise and collecting signatures helps get the word out and put these politicians on notice. Yeah, I would think frankly, the mayor. I mean, this, if the citizens go along with this, God bless you, man. You open your wallets.
Well, the city of Frederick has become more and more liberal as the decades unfold. It has now become a quasi bedroom community of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Frederick used to be, you could count on it to be sort of like, Carroll County or even Garrett County or whatever the case may be. It used to be a conservative hotbed. Well, no longer. You got a lot of the lefties in Washington that are moving up there, yeah, and commuting to D.C., so that's what's
going on. I know friends who commuted to D.C. from Harper's Ferry. So, yeah, and Frederick is not out of reach at all.
You have friends?
One or two.
Yeah, okay.
They say they're my friends.
All right.
Except in public.
All right, coming up next at 6:35, we'll take a look at the New York City Mayor. Eric Adams has had a change of heart. He's now going to cooperate with the Border Czar, Tom Holman. Coming up, we got Chuck's Food News, and at 6:55, a Baltimore mom slamming BPD because of her son's murder. We'll tell you why. 6:30, latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean Muller. Firefighters remain at the scene of a major brush fire that broke out late Thursday afternoon in the Woodbury area called Camp Small, which is the city's wood recycling yard. More than 100 firefighters and support personnel from the metro area have been working through the night to contain the wind-driven fire. Officials have closed JFX southbound near Northern Parkway and I-83 northbound near 28. City officials canceled the fireworks display at the Mount Washington Monument holiday lighting ceremony that was taking place when the fire started. Mayor Brandon Scott, among the city leaders taking part in a Thursday night press conference near that scene. Mayor says multiple state and city agencies responded to the scene. The mayor says right now there is no timeline for a resolution, and commuters who use the JFX should expect heavy traffic and possible road closures that could continue through morning rush hour. A DPW employee is now being treated at Johns Hopkins after suffering a leg injury on the job. The employee was working beside a trash truck in an alley on Thursday when their leg was injured. DPW officials have not identified the location or the circumstances that led to that injury. Baltimore's new city council officially on the job. Councilman Zeke Cohen sworn in as president of the 74th Baltimore City Council, which includes four new council members. Cohen says during his term, the council will work to address public safety, education, climate change, the opioid crisis, and increased oversight of city services. During his remarks at the inauguration ceremony, Cohen said, "Make no mistake, Baltimore, this is our moment. There is no limit to what we can accomplish together." And the Howard County Code Blue cold alert remains in effect for tonight, with temps again expected to dip in the low 20s. Those in need of shelter from the cold should contact the Grassroots Crisis Intervention Hotline or go to the Crisis Center on Old Annapolis Road in Columbia. 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145-330.
Pick 3 Lottery 351. Your pick 4 is 7241. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
JFX is closed this morning. Major brush fire there in Hamden and Woodbury, right there at Cold Spring Lane and the expressway. So Cold Spring Lane is closed. The JFX is closed at Northern Parkway coming south. It's closed at Druid Park Lake Drive coming north. Detours are going to be underway right on through the rush hour. And we just heard the fire department requesting salt trucks now because of the water they're putting onto the fire has created ice in some of those areas around Cold Spring Lane and Green Spring. So another issue there. Light rail is also not running in that area, and bus service is available. The wreck, Capitol Beltway after the American Legion Bridge on the shoulder. The wreck on the outer loop south of Route 214 is blocking the two left-hand lanes with delays almost back to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cold to begin this Friday. It will be a sunny afternoon with a high 38, but it will feel colder as winds gust in from the northwest at times. Those winds will diminish overnight under a clear sky with a low dropping to 25. Expect sunshine tomorrow with a high of 41. The sunny and warmer on Sunday with a high approaching 53. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lowe's knows how to save you time and money. Order what you need by 2 p.m. to get it delivered same day. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes for same-day delivery. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the big win by Maryland over Ohio State on Wednesday night has reverberated around the Big Ten. And the league is coming to grips with the fact that the Terps' inside power duo of Julian Reese and the man-child Derek Queen from Baltimore is going to be a problem. Here's head coach Kevin Willard.
I don't think people will figure out what to do with you and Derek. For me, it's pretty easy. I mean, Maryland fans better get used to watching him, in my opinion, because I don't think he's going to be here next year. He's an old-school type player, and that's probably the best compliment I can give somebody. He plays like a 50-year-old man.
He's talking about, of course, Derek Queen, mature beyond his years. Derek Queen out of St. Francis Academy in East Baltimore. The Terps are 8-1, and next for Maryland is number 8 Purdue in Lafayette. That'll be on Sunday. The Boilermakers were upset by Penn State last night in Happy Valley, 81-70. NFL last night was a doozy in Detroit.
They are going. And then Goff falls down, but Montgomery is able to pick up the first down. So Goff falls down as he's making the handoff, and this should seal it. They'll run the clock down, hit the field. What a call!
What a year for Detroit. Al Michaels with the call on prime. Dan Campbell goes for it on 4th and inches from the Packers 20. He makes it, and then Jake Bates wins it with a field goal at the gun. Lions 34, Packers 31. Detroit clinching a playoff spot. They've won 11 in a row. MLB free agent news. The New York Post reporting that one day after the Yankees had a 90-minute Zoom call with former Braves left-hander Max Fried, the Yankees also met remotely with Corbin Burns. Burns is ranked as the second-best free agent pitcher in this year's class. Meanwhile, one more pitcher now off the market. Luis Severino has signed with the A's in their Sacramento minor league park for the next 3 years. $67 million guarantee, the largest guarantee ever given by the Athletics franchise. College football news. UCLA has parted ways with offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, formerly of the Commanders, after just one season. The Bruins finished 5-7, didn't make a bowl, and averages 18 points per game. That was 126th out of 131 D1 teams. Bieniemy, you'll remember, was the offensive coordinator for two Chiefs Super Bowl teams. MPSSAA High School Football Championships last night in Annapolis. 4A, 3A, Mervo falls short in its quest for back-to-back championships, falling 21-20 to North Point in overtime on what would have been the championship-clinching two-point conversion attempt. Mervo quarterback Davon Smith stopped a half yard short of the goal line. The entire season came down to a half a yard. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the grumpy lobster boat captain sends a message.
What's happening, Baltimore? Brian Leppo here, co-host of Baltimore's own Sanity Lounge at sanitylounge.com, your hub for the arts. Check out the dozens of shows portraying some of B-More's finest artists, comedians, and musicians. Sign up for the free artist and venue directory at sanitylounge.com. As a replacement for the defunct city paper, post your events with our interactive events calendar, be part of our weekly events email blasts, and don't forget to listen to some incredible interviews with some of the region's best talent.
According to a Thursday report from Inside Carolina and confirmed by Ian Rappaport of ESPN, legendary NFL coach Bill Belichick has now interviewed with the North Carolina Tar Heels regarding their head coaching vacancy. The position was open because they fired Mac Brown last month. The speculation, though, is that Belichick is sending a message to the NFL that he's ready to come back. He's ready to coach next year. And if the NFL wants him to come back, some team in the NFL, they better make a move because he's on the move.
You mean some team like the Cowboys?
Perhaps. But here's the thing, though. If you look back at Belichick's record, it goes back to the Belichick-Brady controversy. Okay? Belichick coached 29 years in the NFL. 10 years without Brady, 19 years with Brady.
In the 10 years without Brady, he was 23 games under 500, had two winning seasons, one playoff appearance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many of those years were with the Browns, though?
Okay, a few, like four or five of them.
Your favorite team.
Right, exactly, and my favorite city. And then the last five without Brady in New England.
Yeah.
With Brady, 19 years, 19 playoff appearances, six Super Bowls, and the rest is history.
There's a phrase for that. Yeah. Caveat emptor.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll see. You pay what you get, what you pay for.
Well, I still admire his tenure as a coach and his work in Throw Mama Off the Train. I thought was brilliant.
that was the cherry on top.
And his hoodie.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Steve Miller, who of course works for the Trump administration, has been out the last handful of days repeating what Donald Trump has been saying, what other conservatives have been saying for quite some time, and that is, day one for Trump, guess what's going to happen? The border is going to be sealed.
Upon taking office, President Trump will issue a series of executive orders and actions that will suspend the entry of illegal aliens into this country and will begin the process of dismantling the criminal organizations that have been preying upon our nation and its citizens, and of course carrying out the largest domestic deportation operation in U.S. history.
He also said that, believe me, there'll be no unlawful way of getting into the country. We will catch you. We will send you back to whence you came.
The entire world, Mexico, Northern Triangle, Central America, South America, Africa, Asia, the Middle East, will get this message. There is no unlawful route to enter the United States of America. Every presidential authority, including his absolute authority under Article 2 to defend the territorial sovereignty of the United States, will be used. From the Department of Defense to the Department of Justice to Homeland Security and every single other lawful authority at his disposal. It will be the end of the evasion. It will be the beginning of the liberation.
And of course, he has tasked Tom Holman with much of the tasks concerning that issue from day one on, as soon as he hits the ground running on Jan 20. And Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, has now kind of changed his point of view because there's continuing violence in New York City coming from illegals who are in the city. And Adams says, look, I'm glad to sit down and talk with Holman. If he has some ideas as to how we can get these people out of here and make New York City safer, bring them on.
Those who are here committing crimes, robberies, shooting at police officers, raping innocent people, have been a harm to our country. I want to sit down and hear the plan on how we're going to address them.
Yeah.
Those are the people I am talking about, and I would love to sit down with the border czar and hear his thoughts on how we're going to address those who are harming our citizens.
Now, Sean, interestingly, the criticism of Adams then followed, which is, I mean, boy, this is a new tack you're taking. What a horrible thing for a Democrat to be saying these kinds of things. And he turned on the media and said, you guys better check your history. Do a Google search. Just check out to see what Obama had to say. Check out to see what Hillary Clinton had to say on this issue.
I want you to all go back and Google Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Google what they said about those who commit crimes in our city and what they said in our country. They said those who commit crimes need to get out right away. That was their position. So this is not a new position.
And not a new position for a Democrat at all. He's simply saying, let's return to sanity. The last 4 years have been an aberration, and he wants to reclaim that particular portion of the Democrat base. One final note on this. He says, you know, that we're in the middle of a cancel culture. Fine. Cancel me. I'm going to do my best to protect the citizens of New York City.
In the era of cancel culture, no one's afraid to be honest about the truth. Well, cancel me, because I'm going to protect the people of this city. And if you come into this country, in this city, and think you're going to harm innocent New Yorkers and innocent migrants and asylum seekers, this is not the mayor you want to be in the city under.
Now, you contrast that with what the mayor of Chicago was saying.
Yeah, but the problem for Eric Adams is, in the early Biden years when he was mayor, he didn't push back at all.
No.
He took the illegal aliens, and it was only because he was getting chin music from some of his voters and constituents did he have a sudden awakening.
Well, he's paying attention,
okay.
You know, which is what you cannot say about
So don't be lecturing about Obama and Hillary and Bill Clinton and so on and so forth when you yourself were embracing Joe Biden and his open borders policies until it came to bit you on the backside.
Well, that's
got Trumpitis.
That's quite a lead to Chuck Whitaker. curious, the guy who'll never bite you on your backside, Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
I might slap you with a small piece of a 2x4.
Small piece of a 2x4?
Just enough, like, you know, size of a baseball.
I see.
Just to get your attention. Let me just say this right up front. Both the tunnels are open right now.
Oh, nothing's on fire there.
Nothing major. 895, those backed up back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. That's normal. 95, we're looking at you right there at the Toll Plaza. Fort McHenry Tunnel, all four lanes are open. JFX, you heard the story. You probably heard it by now. Big brush fire in the area. Woodbury on one side, Hamden on the other. Cold Spring Lane at the JFX. Cold Spring Lane is closed at the JFX. Both sides of the expressway are closed, southbound at Northern Parkway, northbound at Druid Park Lake Drive. If you're leaving the city or coming in from Ruxton Road, plan accordingly there. Greenspring Avenue, Falls Road, getting as far away as you can from that area. We don't have any big problems yet. The only camera we have working is right there at the city-county line. West Side Outer Loop has filled in just a bit. Once again, the camera is looking at the trees at I-70 and the ramp at the Beltway. It's just lovely. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be a sunny day today, but windy and continued cold, 38. It does warm up tomorrow, 42, and then by Sunday we're up into the lower 50s and upper 50s by Monday and Tuesday. So just get through the next couple of days. Right now it's clear, 26 in Severn and 25 in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name?
The big man, the head honcho, the connection.
Yeah, the big man.
Yeah.
Big man, when you're out on the golf course, let's say you're on the 9th, 10th hole, and you really got to go, what do you do?
You go before you get there.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I see.
But let's just say you had a lot of copious amounts of coffee that day, and you have to go again. What do you do?
It's usually not coffee on the golf course. I will say that just for the fact.
Okay. But you're dodging the question.
I am dodging.
All right.
Mr. Casey.
But what do you do?
That you find a tree or you go whatever.
Well, now we might have an item for you. You know what Liquid Death is. That's the sparkling water. And Liquid Death is teaming up with Depend Guards for Men to come up with what's called the pit diaper. For people who like mosh pits and hate bathroom breaks.
The scariest place of the show isn't the mosh pit. It's the bathroom. Mile-long lines. What's a music fan to do? Introducing the Pit Diaper from Liquid Death. Now you never have to leave the pit or worry about leaks ever again. Powered by Depend Guards, the Pit Diaper locks away recycled Liquid Death mountain water, flavored sparkling or iced tea, and helps neutralize odor instantly.
That's so encouraging.
$75 each, extremely limited, and they're being put out by Liquid Death. We may have to chip in for one for Chuck.
Yeah.
You know.
He is used to have a thing called a sneaky leaky.
Right. I remember that. Yes.
So
it's the same concept.
It's hard to use if you have shorts on, though, because the line goes down your leg.
Very good. You know, I might have to double it up.
Right, yeah, double it up.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Real quick.
Yes.
Northbound 95, there's a rolling roadblock because of construction. Where? The usual area at Joppa Road. Why are you in there 6:45? I have no idea. But it's backed up to the area at White Marsh Boulevard going north.
Thank you, sir. Mickey D's is teasing the return of the snack wrap. It has the internet buzzing. So this is, I think, they had it out in like 2016, then it disappeared. But now it may be making a comeback.
Oh, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It's a little healthier, you know, not the bun, so you get the wrap, which is less calories, less carbs.
Enough about Chuck's buns.
Exactly.
That's Dark, a second reference to
would you try?
I know. A little uncomfortable in the studio, I tell you.
I ain't feeling too good about it myself.
Yeah, I know.
would you try dark chocolate cinnamon hummus?
No.
No.
Yeah. I mean,
I like hummus. I love dark chocolate. I'm really fond of cinnamon. But it's like, would you like a chocolate sauce on your steak?
Yeah,
no.
Here's the deal for me in hummus. Hummus has to be flavored. I think plain hummus is miserable.
Wallpaper.
Yes. Yeah. So you got to put something in it.
I
don't know if dark chocolate cinnamon is the thing. I like the
garlic is nice.
Olive tapenade is good. Yeah. The garlic's good. I like the spicy stuff.
Yeah.
And the
jalapenos in the hummus. Does Subway have an Oreo dessert footlong on deck for next year? Apparently, they've been test marketing it in some markets in Canada and other parts of the Western U.S., and it's selling like hotcakes.
Oh, they have hotcakes.
Yeah. A footlong Oreo cookie at Subway.
What do we know?
And finally, Dunkin' is spiking Christmas cheer. They have a new peppermint mocha iced latte, which contains 6% alcohol beverage content.
You can't get that at the drive-thru.
I guess you could have that. Apparently, they're partnering with Harpoon Brewery in Boston. And they're going to start selling it at the Dunkin'. I think that's their home office in Boston, if I'm not mistaken, corporate headquarters. So Dunkin' spiked beverage might be coming to an area near you.
That's just what we need.
Just exactly.
Give me 6 chocolate frosted and one of those to go. I'll get on a JFX.
That's right. Give me a box of Joe would get very interesting at that point.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll go to Edgewater and pick up Kurt.
Now you know you really had it.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. At 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Hey, Baltimore, I'm speaking out, holding the BPD to task for her son's murder. Stay with us here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The news and traffic seem to find Chuck no matter where he is.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this one.
Santa Claus,
yeah, baby.
Dirty job.
Let's go.
Santa Claus got a dirty job, and he does it all night long.
Is that the Micro Singers?
Well, every year old Santa Claus loads up in his sleigh, and every reindeer running in front of him kick mud up in his face. And those chimneys he goes climbing down ain't exactly all that fun. But if he don't do it, nobody will. So Santa get the job done. Don't you know that Santa Claus got a dirty job? Santa Claus got a dirty job. Santa Claus got a dirty job, and he does it all night long.
Is that Mike Rowe saying it?
It's Mike Rowe. Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah.
I could tell because the smile on Kristen's face is ear to ear.
Yeah.
He was on Rogan the other day. It was a great interview. If you ever get a chance to watch it, it's a funny, interview.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, very good guy. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, we were talking about the Stephen Miller and yes, Eric Adams. Okay, yep. Look at the difference that Trump makes automatically. Mexican authorities have announced that they say what is the largest fentanyl bust in the country's history. Over a ton of synthetic opioids seized in 2 raids on cartel-hidden northern state of Sinaloa. So, what the hell's been going on the last 4 years? They've been letting the fentanyl go right into the United States. Trump gets in. He's not even sworn in yet. And they're making the largest fentanyl bust in history. Yeah. And Claudia Sheinbaum, the Mexican president, is saying, yeah, we'll take the citizens back. Don't worry. We'll stop them at the southern border. Because they don't want those tariffs.
The last thing they want is to have their country economically ruined with the tariffs.
Yeah, and that's what I still think an awful lot of people on the left do not understand about the concept of tariffs, is they're used not just as economic protection, but as a way of, quote, encouraging other countries to play fair.
I guess you could say there's a new tariff in town.
You could say that. You would be ashamed.
Glad I didn't say that.
And never be able to go on public again, but yeah, you could say that.
I'm glad I didn't say it.
653, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I don't understand this rolling roadblock at 7 o'clock in the morning because of construction that they're either putting into place or taking it down from overnight. Either way, northbound 95 White Marsh Boulevard out to the Harford County line, there's still no traffic right here at Mountain Road. So they have all that traffic bottled up to do whatever they had to do to clear that roadway coming up from Joppa Road and up towards Mountain Road. So if you're stuck back there at White Marsh Boulevard, it's not an accident. It was all related to the construction area northbound, and the state police had a rolling roadblock in that area. So keep an eye on that. JFX is closed. Big brush fire in the city. Cold Spring Lane, JFX. Cold Spring Lane is closed. JFX is shut down both sides. Druid Park Lake Drive to the south. Northern Parkway to the north. Plan accordingly through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast: it is going to be sunny, windy today, 38, the expected high. Overnight, clear, lows around 25, and warms up a little bit tomorrow, sunny 41, Sunday 53, and early next week looking pretty good as well. Right now, Vaughan College 26 in Reisterstown, 26 in Dundalk. At 6:55, a Baltimore mom is pushing for answers after it was discovered that the man accused of murdering her son had a warrant issued for his arrest for another violent crime 6 months ago. Paul Lee fatally shot inside the lobby of his apartment building in North Baltimore back in early November. Apparently, Baltimore police, there was this Instagram handle, Murder Inc. Be More. They named Tyrone Epps, 62 years of age, as a suspect in the case. Apparently, they eventually did put it up on Metro Crime Stoppers and the Baltimore Police Instagram with an $8,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and capture of Epps. But Epps should not have been on the streets in the first place. Stop me if you've heard this before. In the criminal injustice system known as Baltimore, court records show back in May of this year, a warrant was issued for the arrest for a felony assault and home invasion in Baltimore City. The warrant was never served. 6 months later, Epps, now accused of murdering Lee. Online records show Epps is already well known to city law enforcement with multiple arrests dating back to 1998. In fact, 3 years ago, the state's attorney's office, under the direction of Marilyn Mosby, she who shall not be pardoned, confirmed he was accused of shooting a man and charged with attempted murder, but the case was later dropped due to the victim or witness not appearing at the trial. Well, I can understand the victim not appearing with the witnesses. This is what happens in Baltimore. You know, snitches get stitches. Furthermore, court records show the May 2024 home invasion assault listed Epps' address at 501 East Preston Street. That's where Paul Lee was murdered 6 months later. So the guy was clearly known to BPD. They knew exactly where he was. Lee's mother, Rhonda Miller McBride, said she is really angry.
I'm hurt because my son still could be alive if they would have been caught this person for hurting someone else's child. The trigger effect now, and this man is still on the run.
Here's the problem with the unserved warrants. We've heard this repeatedly, Bruce.
Over and over.
Over and over again. And look, I don't know where there's a breakdown, but there is a catastrophic breakdown. Maybe you got to get Eric Barron and Ivan Bates on this again, because Brandon Scott has no interest in unserved warrants. But this poor mother has lost a child because of it.
Well, where is y'all looking at? Where is this task force at? Because I'm not understanding. How is it so hard to catch this person? Just get him off the street.
Meanwhile, Ray Epps remains at large. He remains on the run. Now, this is a guy that is a career criminal, now is going around murdering people willy-nilly, and we can't seem to find him. And or there's I just and look, this was the BPD before the city of Baltimore took over. Imagine what it's going to be like now.
Oh, much more efficient now, Sean. Much, much more. Tongue firmly in cheek.
Yeah. So it just it is sad that this poor mother and her son is now gone, and it didn't have to happen. And how many times have we heard this? Illegal aliens that shouldn't be let into this country, taking the life of Kayla Hamilton first, then Rachel Warren, Paul Lee, and others. People that have been let out, either illegal aliens or criminal gangbangers here in the city of Baltimore that go on to perpetuate even more crimes. And now we've got a whole new breeding farm of juvenile criminals coming up the pipeline. Over 630 arrests of juveniles in Baltimore
County,
and surrounding counties.
Yeah.
And again, less than half of those are being monitored. Less than half are being monitored either with GPS or electric or ankle monitor. So it is, folks, it's just beginning. Hate to tell you that. And these do-nothing moron politicians down in Annapolis think they pass all these laws that they think are going to have an impact. They do have an impact, but it's negative.
Yeah.
It's negative to public safety. It's negative to you and me, and it's negative to our loved ones. And one of these days, I don't know what's going to take, people are going to say enough is enough and vote these scoundrels. And they are scoundrels out of office.
One would hope at some point. Pete Hegseth continues to take heat, and the rumor mill is working overtime. That's coming up next.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. This is a novel idea. President Biden reportedly considering preemptive pardons for current and former government officials could find themselves in hot water when the new Trump administration takes over.
Two people familiar with the matter say deliberations have largely been among White House lawyers, but Biden himself has discussed the topic with senior aides. They say no decisions have been made. The preemptive move would be a novel and risky use of presidential power. Pardons are historically afforded to those accused of specific crimes, usually those already convicted.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. President-elect Trump standing firm in support of his defense secretary nominee, Pete Hegseth. And Hegseth himself is fighting hard to win confirmation. He's been on Capitol Hill this week meeting with senators. Seems like the NYPD is zeroing in on a person of interest in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Investigators now know how the individual got to New York and where he stayed.
The masked gunman used ammunition emblazoned with the words deny, defend, and depose. That's according to law enforcement officials, who also told the AP that the shooter used a silencer on his gun. A motive in the killing has not yet been identified, but the words may refer to a strategy used by insurance companies to deny coverage to patients.
Correspondent Jake Offenhart says police have released photos of the suspect, pictures lifted from surveillance video. Northern California has been feeling aftershocks following yesterday's magnitude 7 earthquake. It did not produce a feared tsunami. No reports of any serious damage or injuries. Today, we'll find out how the job market fared last month. The government releases the November employment report. Expected to be a big improvement over October, when a measly 12,000 jobs were created. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 42 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Hi, Mom. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, Heat Holders Original.
I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site.
I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat Holders socks are the warmest. We use a proprietary 3-stage process, making Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. Go to HeatHolders.com. Use the code HEAT to save 15% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. HeatHolders.com.
Bible.
Good morning. It's 7:03 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker, good morning, bud.
Good morning. They've released that traffic drag, as they call it, as you're going north on 95, where they had a rolling roadblock above the ramp or above the bridge there, Joppa Road. So they've released that now, and traffic is moving up into Harford County at Mountain Road. That's the good news. The bad news is we're still backed up to just north of White Marsh Boulevard. They slowed up the traffic to do some work in the construction area. They held it for a while, and now we're moving, so we'll see if it clears out in 15 to 20 minutes. We're looking at the JFX at the city-county line, and again, the JFX is closed. Major brush fire in the city at Cold Spring Lane. We're closed at Northern Parkway southbound, Druid Park Lake Drive northbound. Cold Spring Lane is also closed. Salt trucks are in the area because of the water fighting the fire is making some ice through there. Light rail is also suspended for that local ride through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cold to begin this Friday. It will be a sunny afternoon with a high of 38, but it will feel colder as winds gust in from the northwest at times. Those winds will diminish overnight under a clear sky with a low dropping to 25. Expect sunshine tomorrow with a high of 41. The sunny and warmer on Sunday with a high approaching 53. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Dundalk 29 degrees. Hunt Valley right now also 29. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Cecil County Sheriff's Office is now investigating an apparent road rage incident in Elkton. Investigators say the occupants of two vehicles got into it while driving on Mechanics Valley Road late Wednesday. One driver followed the other to a home on Pinder Avenue. That's where the friend of the homeowner allegedly shot the 18 and 22-year-old men who followed them and a 16-year-old boy who was beaten unconscious. The investigation is ongoing so far. No arrests have been made. Maryland's casinos generated just over $158 million in gaming revenue during the month of November, contributing nearly $69 million to the state. Last month's overall revenues from slot machines and table games represented an increase of more than $403,000 over November of 2023. Baltimore firefighters remain at the scene of that major brush fire broke out late Thursday afternoon in the Woodbury area called Camp Small, which is the city's wood recycling yard. More than 100 firefighters and support personnel from the metro area have been working through the overnight to contain the wind-driven fire. And Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott, among the city leaders taking part in a Thursday night press conference near the scene of that brush fire, Mayor says multiple state and city agencies have responded to the scene. Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3351, your pick 47241. Next, Stein on Sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Thursday night football is usually a yawner, but not last night, apparently, in Detroit.
They are going, and then Goff falls down, but Montgomery is able to pick up the first down. So Goff falls down as he's making the handoff, and this should seal it. They'll run the clock down, hit the field goal.
Al Michaels with the call in prime, and that's exactly what happened. Dan Campbell goes for it on fourth and inches from the Packers 20 with 40 seconds to play. They make it. They don't give the ball back to Green Bay. They run it down. Jake Bates wins it with a field goal at the gun. Lions 34, Packers 31. After the game, Campbell explains his decision.
We got to play our style of game going in, what we felt like we needed to do, what I felt like we needed to do. So that meant the risk was there. And you fell in negative territory. You're trying to hold them to a field goal. But I knew that was how I wanted to play that team.
Detroit clinches a playoff spot and has now won 11 games in a row, and according to Vegas, they are the Super Bowl favorite. MLB free agent news, Luis Severino is off the market, a three-year, $67 million deal with the Athletics. Meanwhile, the New York Post reporting the Yankees have met remotely with Corbin Burns. The Orioles set to have serious interest in right-hander Nathan Eovaldi. NBA Wiz making dubious history last night with their franchise record tying 16th consecutive loss, this time 137-101 to the Mavs. Wiz forward Marvin Bagley after the game.
We got to make a decision on who we're going to be and come together and find our way out of this. That's really the only way. Nobody's going to come save us. Nobody's going to help us but ourselves as a group.
Wiz go for history Saturday night at home against the Nuggets. Be there. Coming up at 7:35, the most interesting NIL deal of them all. And that is Stein on Sports.
What's happening, Baltimore? Brian Leppo here, co-host of Baltimore Zone Sanity Lounge at sanitylounge.com, your hub for the arts. Check out the dozens of shows portraying some of B-More's finest artists, comedians, and musicians. Sign up for the free artist and venue directory at sanitylounge.com. As a replacement for the defunct city paper, post your events with our interactive events calendar, be part of our weekly events email blasts, and don't forget to listen to some incredible interviews with some of the region's best talent.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Join the debate and the discussion at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Here are your top stories this hour.
Well, if you talk with your friends on the left, they have always traditionally claimed the moral high ground. Well, after the Hunter Biden pardon, not so much anymore.
That's trash now. No one believes it. No one believes they've lost all credibility for the facade they portrayed for several years.
And conservatives continue to go rhino hunting the latest phony Ernst.
I think you are right. I think for a number of our senators, they want to make sure that any allegations have been cleared. And that's why we have to have a very thorough vetting.
Yeah. Is he going to torpedo it? What do you think? Pete Hegseth, that's what I'm talking about. And Joni Ernst, of course, she'd like to have the job that he is up for. That's why the long knives have come out of this. It's interesting because all kinds of kind of half-rumor, half-truth are out there having to do with Pete Hegseth. For example, you know, his mom went on of her own volition and said, let me tell you about my son. He's a good guy. He's a fighter, and he's going to stick there and fight until the very end because that's who he is and what he does. And then all of a sudden, an old email comes up from her to Pete saying, you're an abuser of women. And that becomes the story. Problem is, that's not the whole story. The whole story is within moments after sending that email, she sent another email saying, I'm sorry, that was sent in haste and in anger. That is simply not true.
Yeah, yeah.
Have that coming up for you in a couple minutes, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Everybody move your arms like this. There's a dance other people doing. I think it's a hit. It's a hit. Don't be shy. Go and get up on the dance floor. Have the time of your life. I'm the man. Do the trap. Do the trap. In the school, in the pool, or in the club. We don't got no time for haters. They just that way. We're about to turn the country to a red state. Do the trap. Do the trap. Do the. Do the. Do the trap. Do the trap. Do the trap. Do the.
Latest online offering. Do the Trump from Don the Real and the videos that go along with this because everybody is doing it now. Football players, basketball players, moms, dads, children, everybody is doing the Trump except, of course, those people who cannot stand the guy. But even then, they're kind of drawn into it just a bit. Abel Maldonado is the former lieutenant governor of the state of California. And he was on a panel yesterday talking about Hegseth's mom and exactly what she had emailed to her son.
Within 2 or 3 minutes, she responded with another email saying, I'm sorry. She was just, it was haste. So let's be very clear what the real story of what mom said today.
Yeah, what Mom said was, you know, look, I'm angry at you. And with the minute she said, I'm done being angry at you, moms and dads and sons and daughters say things in anger that sometimes they like to pull back. And that's exactly what she did. And Eva Maldonado said, though, you know, look, Pete is in the fight of his life.
Pete is in the fight of his life. There's no doubt about it. Look, President Donald J. Trump is the 47th president of the United States. He chose Pete Hegseth to run his Department of Defense. The president nominated him. Now he's got to get 51 votes.
And we'll talk about exactly how he gets those 51 votes and the rumor mill that is running overtime coming up later on this half hour right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 713. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so I don't know what it is yet, but there's a problem coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, 95 southbound at Camden Yards at 395. The camber is kind of blocked right now by the signs in that area, but 95 is not good right now south of the tunnel. There's got to be an accident between Key Highway and 395. We'll try to get a better look as soon as they can adjust that camber and we can see. But here comes a flashing light. There could be a medic unit or a police car coming south through that, but it's going to be a problem now. I was just telling Kristen, I said, I just looked at 895 and said, wow, that's not bad. Well, that's going to change now because of whatever this is going on coming down on 95 south after Key Highway and before 395. Already a big backup developing through there. JFX is closed. Everybody pretty much got the word, so there's not a big problem right now, but we're closed at Northern Parkway southbound. We're shut down northbound at Druid Park Lake Drive. The big brush fire in Woodbury and Hamden in that area at Cold Spring Lane. Cold Spring Lane is also closed. New problem on the way to Annapolis, a wreck southbound I-97 before the bridge at 178. That's already backed up to the split at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel forecast, sunny, windy, high of 38, clear tonight 25 as we are right now, 25 in Columbia, 25 in Owings Mills. Time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Last night on Fox, the Patriot Awards, they hold it every year, and named the honorary Patriot of the Year, President-elect Donald J. Trump.
It's going to be more successful than ever before. We're going to be more respected throughout the world than ever before. Countries are going to respect us again. They already do, actually. I think you have seen more happen in the last 2 weeks than you've seen in the last 4 years.
It really is true.
Yeah.
Nominating our friend and fellow talk show host Monica Crowley as the Assistant Secretary of State in the Protocol Office. Here's Monica.
We've got the World Cup coming up in 2026. We've got the Olympic Games coming up in 2028. And, of course, America's 250th birthday in 2026. All of those events will have big international dimensions to them.
And Pete Hegseth continues to make the rounds on Capitol Hill before senators and met with the media yesterday and issued this blistering statement.
I'm proud of what I fought for. I'm not going to back down from them one bit. I will answer all of these senators' questions, but this will not be a process tried in the media. I don't answer to anyone in this group, none of you, not to that camera at all. I answer to President Trump, who received 76 million votes on behalf and a mandate for change. I answer to the 100 senators who are part of this process and those in the committee. And I answer to my Lord and Savior and my wife and my family. I'm proud to be here. And as long as Donald Trump wants me in this fight, I'm going to be standing right here in this fight, fighting to bring our Pentagon back to what it needs to be.
What have your senator?
Yeah, remember that? Yeah. Fight, fight, fight. Well, that's Pete Hegseth. That's who he is.
I love that when he referred to his two J's, by the way.
Yeah.
In the same
his wife, Jenny,
two,
and Jesus.
And Jesus, yeah.
Yeah. But he also referred to the media yesterday as hyenas in the hallway.
I love that phrase.
You gotta love it. Senator John Cornyn says Kash Patel will be confirmed.
Yeah.
That's big news, folks. So it looks like Kash is going to get through. Got to get Hegseth through, and then we're going to be focusing on RFK Jr. And Tulsi Gabbard. And hopefully they'll get through after Matt Gaetz pulled himself out. Trump nominated Rodney Scott as Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, almost three decades in the Border Patrol and the chief of the agency. He was responsible for Remain in Mexico, Title 42, and Safe Third Country Agreement. So he is crucial. Over at the ICE, Caleb Vitello has been now named the Assistant Director of the Office of Firearms and Tactical Programs and will serve as Acting Director at ICE. President Trump has created a new special presidential envoy. Is going to be Adam Boehler. Boehler is going to be for hostage affairs. He has worked and negotiated with the Taliban and others in the Middle East to return Americans home. It's the first time we've ever had an office devoted to returning Americans held hostage overseas. So that's a good development there. President-elect Trump is going to attend the Army-Navy game. That's a week from tomorrow, December 14th.
Who will he go for, do you think? Or will he be right down the middle?
He'll be right down the middle, as he should be. President Trump and RFK Jr. met with Big Pharma yesterday at Mar-a-Lago. Executives from Pfizer and Eli Lilly. Wondering if they were kissing the ring and bending the knee. We shall see if that happens. Although the Citizens for Counsel for Health Freedom, they sent a letter to President-elect Trump yesterday urging that Dr. Jeanette Nesherwat and Dr. Mehmet Oz be withdrawn from their positions as Surgeon General and the Administrator for Medicare and Medicaid. Instead, they're recommending Dr. Joseph Latipo, who's been a guest on this show, Surgeon General of Florida, and Dr. Scott Atlas, who was on the Coronavirus Task Force. So I would be 100% behind those recommendations.
Yeah, by the way, Monica Crowley, this is not her first time in government service.
Right.
She was the former assistant for Public Affairs, I think, for Treasury, if I recall correctly, under the first Trump administration.
And finally, if you're going to peek now inside the Trump inauguration, we are hearing rumors that the Village People may perform YMCA at the Trump inauguration. 45 days from today.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Great suggestion for a lot of those confused senators that are sitting on the fence for Hegseth.
Yeah.
Just refer to him as Secretary Pete.
Yeah.
And they may
it's
think
easier.
They may think it's Buttigieg.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
They get confused easy.
Yes, they do. Many of them are up there in age. It's a 720. The law offices, Michael A. Friedman, there for you should you ever need them. Serious accidents that result in serious injury do need serious legal representation. And for over 40 years, Michael, Marcia, his lovely wife, and son Stephen, daughter-in-law Rachel Alpert Friedman, and all the attorneys, the associates, paralegals, legal secretaries, even have ex-insurance industry individuals who work at the firm to help advise on litigating against insurance companies and things of that nature. So if you have any questions about your insurance policy, call Michael, Stephen, or Rachel Alpert Friedman. The best thing to remember is they put your recovery is. It is priority number one. It's one of the reasons why they're voted one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in Maryland year after year after year. They've helped members of my family, WCBM, and our listeners as well. The number to call, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203. And don't forget their website. It's informative and helpful, maflaw.com.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Classic story, Sean. Democrats are now threatening to withhold funding from President Biden's presidential library over the Hunter Biden pardon. It's hilarious. They're doing anything they can to put a little elevated distance between them and Biden. The man is leaving Washington in absolute disgrace.
There can be no distance. They are one and the same the way they burned Bernie the Bolshevik first time around to the Hillary Clinton coronation or attempted coronation. And they did the same thing to him again when they rigged the election in favor of Chairman Joe. And, of course, we now know what they did to Kamala Harris. She was installed as the nominee without a single vote, without getting a single vote for president. And they almost, I mean, you look at it, they're about a little under 2 million votes, I think, at this point in the popular vote. So now that the, and I think there's still a little less than a million votes that need to be counted, or maybe now that's all in, but because they still have some provisionals that they have to get through. But they would try like the Dickens. And I think that it'd be interesting to see. I don't think they have as many as much, but they're going to really make it probably under a million before all is said and done on the popular vote.
A W is a W.
Yeah.
As they used to say. Yeah, all right. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 723, Friday morning. Chuck Whitaker, is anything on fire this morning, Chuck?
Oh, nothing but brush.
Oh, okay.
You know, they used to, you know, I was telling Kristen, when I was working with the city back in the day, they used to store a lot of the wood stuff where they'd have trees fall down, Christmas trees, whatever. They're on Cold Spring Lane right off of the JFX, so I'm assuming that's probably the same area where this fire has occurred. So it's a big fire there. Woodbury on one side of the expressway, Hamden on the other. JFX is closed. The word has gotten out. Everybody knows that it's closed, so not a big backup right now, but plan accordingly coming north from the city and coming south from Ruxton Road. You'll get as far down as Northern Parkway. 95 leaving the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The wreck is near the ramp at 395. They have not adjusted the camera. It's still looking at the back of one of the signs in that area. So we have very limited looks at the wreck itself. But we do know that the fire department now is going to be arriving very soon if they're not there already. That's going to add to the backup on 95, which is back through the tunnel. 895 gets the word. That's backed up now towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. And your other problem is towards Annapolis, southbound I-97. The wreck was near the bridge at Route 178. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Now they're apparently referring to that as the Fuller brush fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. Weather Channel forecast.
Wow.
Sunny, windy, 38. Right,
you're full or something, but I'm not going to say.
Oh. Gee, you know, it's funny. This guy can drop bad pun after bad pun.
Yeah.
You know, with impunity. You know, you make one pun and he's, you know.
Impunity. Don't attack me personally.
That's
please.
Right. Yeah. It's mostly sunny, 26 in Bel Air, 27 in Pasadena. Chuck will check with you in a couple minutes. 725, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Great piece out by Tim Graham in Town Hall today. I'll get it posted so you can check it out online. All you have to do is in a few minutes go to Bruce's Brain on Facebook. It'll be there. He says, let's curb the kangaroo court of anonymous sources. And they, I'll tell you, when it comes to Pete Hegseth, that is all they got.
There's no secret. He's having a hard time in the Capitol because no one is giving him a fair opportunity to go to offices and talk to the senators. They're just on him. Look, there's a bunch of unnamed sources out there on him every day. Every day there's more unnamed sources. Pete's got to clear his name as well.
Yeah, that's Abel Maldonado again talking about Pete Hegseth. Now, talking about unnamed sources, listen carefully to what this woman says, because she's one of the perpetrators of this nonsense. Her name is Julie Roginski. She is a Democrat strategist. Listen up.
Pete Hegseth has bound his accuser to an NDA. She cannot come forward because he will not release her from her NDA. There are people at Fox News who used to potentially work at Fox News, or people who are there now who may be bound by NDAs as well. They may not be able to speak, so maybe Fox News should release them from NDAs.
They may be bombed by NDAs. They may be, and perhaps they are. The insinuation is that, wow, there are lots of people. No, she has no idea. This is pure speculation. There are people at Fox News. Well, some of them may be. It could be that they're bombed by NDAs.
You're asking somebody who is potentially raped to have to come in under subpoena of the Senate and testify under oath, as opposed to just having private conversations with senators, which she could be having if she were released from her NDA, and that's not happening right now.
Okay, she is potentially raped, but she doesn't want to have her under oath. Check that out. She says, no, she shouldn't have to be under oath. She should suggest people to kind of slide into the senator's offices and talk with them privately and then slink away. Look, if she has something to say, if it's legitimate, fine. Put her under oath. Make her testify. Okay, fine. Let the chips fall where they may. We saw how that worked out for the Democrats with Kavanaugh. It's going to work out the same way this time around with Pete Hegseth. But the rumors, that's all there are. Rumors. She may be under an NDA. She was potentially raped. But we don't want to actually have her testify to that. We want to just kind of casual conversations in the hallways. This stuff is disgusting.
First, I would say any news outlet that repeatedly regurgitates anonymous, unnamed sources, that's cowardly. That's not journalism. That is smear. They're smear merchants. It's yellow journalism. And again, as far as it's my understanding that she may not no longer be under an NDA. Because if you're on the NDA, you're not allowed to contact the media in any way, shape, or form, anonymously or not. So you may have violated that NDA if you shared that email with the media. How'd the media get the email? I would be fascinated to find out how they got that email, how they were contacted by this woman who was potentially raped. Yeah. Look,
this is just slime.
He's been cleared. He has been cleared by law enforcement of all of these allegations. Completely cleared and exonerated. So this is nothing more. He's getting Kavanaugh'd. He's getting smeared. This is what the left does to people. And good for Pete Hegseth for standing in the breach here, and he's not gonna capitulate.
Yeah, if it were the case, and I do not think it is, but if it were the case that the guy's a slime bucket, then fine. Put her under oath. Have her testify that this guy's a bad guy.
Let me tell you something now. Fox had problems, okay? Roger Ailes.
Right, yeah.
Bill O'Reilly. There were others that had to leave the network because of allegations of womanizing, sexual harassment. Do you think for one second that Suzanne Scott, I think, is now the CEO of Fox, she would put up with that? If that was going on with Pete Hegseth? In Fox? Of course not.
Gone in a day.
But many of these people that were Fox employees are now working over at NBC. And now some of the Fox employees, like Will Case, who was a producer there, they're putting stuff on X defending Pete Hegseth from this character assassination that the radical left is performing.
Yeah, to me, it's enough already, okay? Enough. Right.
But I tell you what's more disgusting to me, and it's coming up next, is that phony Ernst, who is a rhino, folks. She's a veteran, but she's a rhino. And she is conducting a one-person war on Pete Hegseth because she wants the gig.
She wants the gig!
It's coming up next, right after the news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Which is, by the way, one of the ways you can be sure she'll never get the gig. Good morning, folks. A Baltimore Department of Public Works employee being treated at Johns Hopkins after suffering a leg injury on the job. The employee was working beside a trash truck in an alley on Thursday when their leg was injured. DPW officials have not identified the location or the circumstances that led to that injury. Baltimore firefighters continue at the scene of a major brush fire. Broke out late yesterday afternoon in the Woodbury area called Camp Small, which is the city's wood recycling yard. More than 100 firefighters and support personnel from the metro area have been working through the overnight to contain the wind-driven fire. Officials have closed the JFX southbound near Northern Parkway and northbound near 28th. City officials canceled the fireworks display at Mount Washington Monument last night. It was supposed to take place when that fire began. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott, among the city leaders taking part in a Thursday night press conference near that scene, by the way. The mayor says multiple state and city agencies have responded to the scene, and right now there's no timeline for a resolution, and commuters who usually use the JFX should expect heavy traffic and possible road closures that could continue through morning rush hour. Baltimore's new city council is officially on the job. Councilman Zeke Cohen was sworn in as president of the 74th Baltimore City Council, which includes four new council members. Cohen says during his term, the council will work to address public safety, education, climate change, the opioid crisis, and increased oversight of city services. During his remarks at the inauguration ceremony, Cohen said, "Make no mistake, Baltimore, this is our moment," I'm quoting. "There is no limit to what we can accomplish together." It's 7:32. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3, 351, your pick 4, 7241. And now at 7:33, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There are delays again at both the Harbor Tunnels. The wreck is southbound 95 near 395. Had been blocking the right lane. The fire department arrived, and once they do that, they tend to block some lanes. So now we're looking at a delay that's continuing as you're going south. It looks like after the ramp area at 395 and going down eventually towards Washington Boulevard, there is some traffic moving, so some traffic is getting by. Delays back through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 got the word now that there's a problem on 95 again. So now 895 is backed up between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. We have delays from Millersville towards Annapolis, a wreck southbound I-97 at the bridge at 178. The backup is almost back to Benfield Boulevard. Route 32 will also be impacted. And as you heard, the JFX is still closed with the big brush fire. Hamden Woodbury area JFX closed at Northern Parkway and northbound at 28th Street. Cold Spring Lane is also closed in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cold to begin this Friday. It will be a sunny afternoon with a high 38, but it will feel colder as winds gust in from the northwest at times. Those winds will diminish overnight under a clear sky with a low dropping to 25. Expect sunshine tomorrow with a high of 41. Then sunny and warmer on Sunday with a high approaching 53. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lowe's knows how to save you time and money. Order what you need by 2 p.m. to get it delivered same day. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes for same-day delivery. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Ravens and their fans will kick back and relax this Sunday. Ravens coaches busy preparing for the season's final 4 weeks. Head coach John Harbaugh.
For ideas and adjustments and watching our opponents that we're going to be playing in the next 3 to 4 weeks and doing everything we can to be ready for those games and create as many, you know, opportunities for our players, put them in position to make plays as we can. That's what we'll be searching out the next, 5 days.
Ravens pretty much assured of a playoff spot because the rest of the AFC is horrible, but still have two first-place teams to face in the Steelers and the Texans. Browns are in Pittsburgh this weekend. NFL last night, Dan Campbell goes for it on fourth down 4 times and makes them all, including one with 40 seconds to play that leads to a 34-31 win over Green Bay. Jared Goff on the team's aggressive fourth down call.
Dan had mentioned that earlier in the week that, you know, he was going to really lean on our offense to make some things happen and certainly be aggressive on fourth down if the opportunity presented itself. And there at the end, I know he was kind of in between on what he wanted to do and obviously made the right decision.
Lions have won 11 in a row and clinch a playoff spot in the NFC. Bill Belichick has met with University of North Carolina about its head coaching vacancy, sending a message to NFL teams that he's ready to coach again. More on Maryland football's haul on its national signing day yesterday. We told you about the big catch, quarterback Malik Washington, a 4-star recruit out of Spalding, but 3 others from Baltimore, D.C. have committed as well. Jaden Shipps, a defensive lineman from Concordia Prep in Towson. Bud Coombs, a running back from Dematha Catholic. And J.T. Taggart, a tight end from Calvert Hall and son of Ravens running back coach Willie Taggart. Towson signed 11 players, including 2 from Baltimore. Makai Kowser, a 3-star offensive lineman from St. Francis. Chase Dorsey, a 2-time first-team All-MIAA offensive lineman from Calvert Hall. State high school football playoffs got underway at Navy Marine Corps Stadium last night, and it was a good one. Mervo, though, denied their second straight 4A-3A championship. 21-20 in overtime, losing to North Point of Charles County. Mustangs quarterback Davon Smith stopped a half-yard shy of the goal line on a potential game-winning two-point conversion. Tonight, two more games on tap, including the Titanic Battle, 2A-1A. The Dunbar Poets put their 51-game winning streak on the line. They'll play Patuxent for the championship at 4 p.m. in Annapolis today. Patuxent 13-0 and Dunbar 13-0. At 7:30 p.m., Quince Orchard will take on Wise. That is a 4A championship. Time now is 7:37. When we return, the most interesting NIL deal of them all.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro! Call Maid Pro! Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Well, at least it's interesting to me, and I hope it's interesting to you guys as well. You're familiar with BYU, right?
Yes.
Brigham Young University.
Yeah.
It's a Mormon school. It's in Provo, Utah.
Chuck thought it was bring your own, but go ahead.
Okay, and that too. Yeah. But and so it has 31,411 students,
okay?
Three of which happen to be Jewish.
Wow.
Wow. One of them happens to be the starting quarterback of the team.
Ned did not know that.
Jake Retzlaff from California is the starting quarterback, a Jewish starting quarterback at a Mormon university. The first time ever. Well, Manischewitz apparently has latched on to Jake Retzlaff and has offered him an NIL deal.
Oh, cool.
Just in time for Hanukkah. And it lasts until Passover.
I remember that. Extra heavy malaga wines.
And matzah, of course, in April.
Oh, man.
So there
Break
you
out
have
the
it.
Potato latkes.
Bring on the applesauce and the sour cream. Here we go. Jake Retzlaff.
Any relation to Pete Retzlaff?
Yeah, I'm going to find that out. That's a good call, actually. Used to play for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
I will find that out. But Jake Retzlaff, Jewish quarterback at a Mormon university, Manischewitz.
Way to go. Great story. Thanks, Gary.
7:39. Well, leading the torpedoing of Pete Hegseth, two people I'm hearing. One is Joni Ernst, a.k.a. Phony Ernst, because she's a rhino. She's a center-left, more moderate Republican, former military officer who is angling for the job. And Lindsey Grahamnesty is also rallying troops. In fact, we're hearing that she's been calling Trump nagging him about getting the nomination and basically saying, I'm going to get four or five Republican senators, females, to scuttle the nomination. So she's kind of threatening, if these reports are true, Trump. This is a woman that admires Liz Cheney for speaking up against Donald Trump. Here's what she said the other day in an interview on Fox regarding the Hegseth nomination.
I think you are right. I think for a number of our senators, they want to make sure that any allegations have been cleared, and that's why we have to have a very thorough vetting process. And that's why I was happy to sit down with Pete and have that conversation with him yesterday. So again, all I will say at this time is that we did have a very thorough discussion over a number of those issues, and the vetting will continue, I am certain, through the next month or so until we approach that hearing date.
The allegations have been cleared. There have been no charges. There have been no lawsuits. All right, so there was one settlement, but that was just made to, this happens all the time against high-profile people where they're accused of something, and they reach an out-of-court settlement, an NDA, as it is known, that happened to Trump. And the
shut up and go away money.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. But they have been clear. But she continues to fan the flames. And again, I want to tell you how phony Joni really is. A, she admires Liz Cheney. And here's what she thinks about transgenders in the military.
So the example of transgender people serving in our military, we have transgender people serving in our military. They will bleed red just as the rest of us. But I also take a stance that we should not be integrating transgender people into certain situations where it does make, if you have a female barracks and you have a transgender woman who has not transitioned, we shouldn't make the rest of the unit uncomfortable about that setting. There are certain accommodations we can make for that transgender individual. But if they bring value to our unit, if they have specialties that we can use, especially if we want to maintain an all-volunteer force, We want to bring that talent into our services. And I know that's controversial, but again, I'm looking at what's good for our nation. And believe me, when we're facing a recruiting challenge right now, if people are physically willing and able to serve our country, we want them to do so.
Yeah, well, perhaps the recruiting crisis is in part because people are not comfortable with the idea of sharing a barracks with somebody who's transgender.
Yeah. Well, the Chinese and the Russian armies are laughing all the way to the bank on this one. And finally, this is what she said about, again, the border bill that was an awful bill. She supported that thing.
Did include changes to the asylum law, which would allow us to immediately deport people that don't meet a higher standard for asylum in the United States. Immediately deport them. Immediately. And you know what we heard? We heard, this package is bad. Don't pass it. Don't pass it. So all of the calls I got at my office said, do not pass a border bill. We do not need a border bill. The president can do everything. He has the authority. Don't you dare pass a border bill.
That's a shot at Trump.
Yeah.
That is a shot. So, admires Liz Cheney, wants transgenders in the military, wanted this horrific open border bill that basically cemented amnesty in perpetuity. It is time to primary Joni Ernst. And rumors are that Carrie Lake may move back to her home state of Iowa. Just saying.
That could be kind of fun to watch.
Ernst also endorsed DeSantis. Remember, she was a big DeSantis fan, so it's not a surprise.
Yeah, very good.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up in 1 minute. We have our fake news coming up. We need a contestant for that. 410 WCBM 680. First out, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Brought to you as a service, Barney's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, trying to confirm a report that we just got that said the JFX might be back open again at Cold Spring Lane. So trying to get word on that it's officially back open. So I'll let you know. In the meantime, there's no backup south from Ruxton Road. The traffic northbound from 28th Street. I would think Cold Spring Lane is probably still going to be closed because that's where they're fighting the fire. 95 at 395, the wreck at Camden Yards. That appears to have cleared now. Much better coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But still some backing there. 895 took a hit and they backed up towards Pulaski Highway. So that's still kind of slow. We're backed up on I-97 southbound. The wreck was near the bridge at 178. We've had delays south of Benfield Boulevard. Also delays on Route 32. And lo and behold, they've stuck some construction in again in Harford County, this time northbound 95 after Route 24. Why? It's 7:45 in the morning. What the hell are you doing? You know,
let us know how you
are really earning your money this week.
You really are, man.
I'm telling you what, I am absolutely worn out. Yeah. I had to go to Barbados for the weekend.
It's a good thing it's a Friday.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. We have a table for you reserved at Buffet City as soon as you're off the air this morning.
My man. And it's not too early. Yeah. Get your vehicle ready, Sean, for winter driving. Hell, it's already here. Check your battery, belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Check everything. All done.
Yeah.
The experts.
That's good,
I'll
Chuck.
Talk now. We're all done by the experts and Bernie's Automotive. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Bernie, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
You're going to make good, Bernie. Because that was awful.
Make good. I'll read it again. No, I'm not. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That wouldn't make any difference. Sunny. Nice.
All right.
Weather Channel says it's sunny and windy today, 38. It's right now 29 and sunny in Annapolis and 26 in Bel Air. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. Up for grabs today. We've got two tickets to the 35th annual East Coast Nationals Custom Car Truck and Bike Show this weekend at Timonium Fairgrounds, one of the biggest car shows along the East Coast, featuring over 100 vehicles and vendors, merchandise, live entertainment, and much, much more. Portion of the proceeds benefits Toys for Tots. We've got Roger in Cadenceville on the line. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Roger.
Hey, good morning, Charles. Good morning, Bruce. How are you doing?
Good, man.
We're doing A-okay, man. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I would like to, is it possible to follow Kristen?
Yes, you may follow. Yeah. You may follow Kristen in the order. Yes, absolutely. It's your call.
Yes, please.
Good luck to you, Roger. Story number one:
The first recommendation is in from the Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Doge group. They're calling for a whistleblower hotline to basically out the government's waste, fraud, and abuse. Whistleblowers who identify the waste, fraud, and abuse and make recommendations, if those recommendations are adopted, they'll receive a 1% finder's fee of the savings. Story two, the Islamic takeover of Britain is almost complete. According to the latest data released by the Office of National Statistics, Mohammed is now the most popular name in the UK, eclipsing Noah.
That says a lot about birth rate right there, doesn't it?
Story three, for years at the British Fashion Awards, a female has always won Model of the Year until now. Alex Consani, a biological male pretending to be a woman, won the Model of the Year at the British Fashion Awards. All right, there are your three stories. We'll start with Kristen this morning. Kristen?
Oh, great. No pressure. Okay. Well, I can see a theme. I think Britain is falling, like the rest of us. So I can see two and three being true. Number one would be a great idea. I just don't know if they've gotten that far yet with Doge. So I'll say one.
All right, Kristen goes for number one. Roger?
Number one, please.
Roger goes for number one. Chuck?
One.
Whitaker?
Yes.
The traffic guru.
One, please.
There was a pregnant pause there.
I had to think where I was.
We thought something else caught fire.
Yeah, we've arranged, by the way.
It wasn't thought, that's for sure. Bruce.
I'm going to go with the crowd, number one.
It's unanimous today. Doge, with its 1% finder's fee, is 100% fake news. Congratulations, panel.
All right.
End the week on a winning note. Roger, congratulations. Put you in hold. I'll tell you how to get your prize, which is good for this weekend. A big car show. It's one of the best on the East Coast, so hopefully you'll get a chance to enjoy that. So
I have something else to say.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Of course you do.
Listen, Bruce. Take it easy, Bruce.
Okay.
You'll get your chance.
Okay.
The northbound lanes of the JFX are open from 28th Street. Southbound, still closed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of good news for the people fleeing the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So it's, but not good for people commuting into the
still
city.
Still sucks.
Right. Either way, it's bad news.
Yeah. It's still blocked at Northern Parkway.
Yeah. Right. All right. By the way, Chuck, we've arranged a whole array of things for you for next week. I think Monday is a plague of locusts on the JFX, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that we're arranging brush fires around the entire inner loop of the Beltway, an alternate exits.
Well, they're going to save on lighting on the JFX and the Beltway. This way you'll be able to see from the flames.
That's right.
Maybe they can get a grant down. They can get the cameras back on.
Yeah, all of those aimed at the plaza.
Plaza. Not going to let that die, are you?
Now that is etched in his memory for time immemorial.
I'd like to have an ice pick in his memory.
All right, Chuck. Thanks. Hit a couple. Don't forget, Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, brought to you by the law offices of Michael E. Freeman and our good friends at Wallace Roofing. You know, they've been in business for 92 years. We're celebrating our 100th anniversary. It's amazing to me that one of our advertisers is almost as old as WCBM, but they are. Wallace Roofing has been around for that long, and a company doesn't stick around for that long unless they're really, really good at something. And that's exactly how it describes Wallace Roofing, because they're quality craftsmen. They use the finest materials when it comes to fixing or replacing your roof. And best of all, again, you get an affordable rate. And that's something they also offer, the 0% financing. Let's face it, repairing or replacing a roof is not inexpensive. But what's best about Wallace is they take all of that in mind, and they make sure that the estimate they give you is going to be affordable. It's not going to be the most expensive. It's not going to be the least expensive, but it's going to be just right. And, again, they do not hire contractors. All of the people that work for Wallace Roofing are employed by Wallace Roofing. So they'll come out. Doesn't matter what kind of roof you have, what shape, what style, any kind of roof, skylights, gutters, you name it, they'll do it all. Anything connected to your roof, and give them a call, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. Their MHIC number is 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download
download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come between 8 and 9 this morning. Good news from the LPGA, but of course you have a trans golfer who's all perturbed that only women can play from the women's tees. Baltimore City Schools, yeah, you wait till you hear what three-year-olds are now purportedly capable of. That's right at the top of the hour. And it turns out that the guy from United Health had some legal issues that he was potentially facing. And the Daniel Penny trial, all that still to come right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A very, very busy hour coming up between 8 and 9 this morning. Then, of course, Kim Klasick in from 9 till noon right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And Mr. Media will be by a little bit later on.
Talking about
the month of December. Lots going on in and around Baltimore City and surrounding counties. So if you're trying to make plans on some festive holiday lighting, whether it's Hamden or out at Symphony Woods, we'll have all the latest for you events for the month of December.
So I just want to know when 34th Street's all lit up, just so I can drive through it.
Yeah, Mr. Media will all be all lit up when he comes in this morning.
So you'll
get a chance.
That's how he rolls. 7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Nobody is immune, apparently, this morning. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Let's see what it says here. Okay, just looking to get a new update. Confirmed again, southbound 83, JFX still closed at Northern Parkway. They've reopened the northbound side from 28th Street, so I'm seeing a lot more traffic now up around the city county line. Southbound still closed, Cold Spring Lane still closed. Normal delays on the Beltway, especially on the west side, 795 down through Frederick Road. I-97 still slow from wreck near the bridge at 178. That backed up almost back to Benfield Boulevard, so that's been really slow. Construction, believe it or not, at 8 o'clock in the morning, northbound 95 after Route 24. Why? Okay, Friday morning on a major interstate, you block the right lane. Get the hell out of here. Okay, you're backed up well before you get to the ramp at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, going to be sunny, windy, and cold today, 38. Things begin to warm up Sunday into early next week. And right now it is mostly sunny and 27 in Glen Burnie, and it is 25 in Middle River. And you're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. Coming up at the top of the hour at 8:07, Baltimore City sex ed consultant paid $20,000 to tell us that, yes, three-year-olds can be transgender.
Oh, it's just amazing. Bob is Woodbury. Let's go ahead and grab his call. Bob, good morning, bud.
Good morning, gentlemen. I can't believe some of this stuff sometimes, but I had a question. My hearing is not so great. So earlier, did I hear right about Joni Ernst? Does she like Boone Storm and Thunderbird? Because I thought you said she was a wino.
Rhino.
That would be Rhino with an R.
Rhino.
Yes.
Rhino.
Well, this is how rumors get started. Yeah, Bob,
the smoke's getting to you, bud.
She looks a little rough, but I think she's just doing this stuff for attention because she's kind of a hack.
All right. Bob, thanks so much for the call.
Bob. Appreciate that.
Smoke inhalation can be dangerous, folks. Be careful.
Right down there in Woodbury, man. Shermichael Singleton is a prominent Republican political consultant, and he had an observation or two that just basically shut up the CNN panel he was sitting on yesterday. He said, this whole purported Democrats, we have the high moral ground. Every election cycle is basically, we're the smart ones, we're the moral ones. You Republicans, you conservatives, just go ahead and cling to your guns and your Bibles. Sit back and we'll take care of the real world. He said that whole facade, because of Joe Biden and the pardon of Hunter Biden, has been shattered.
Democrats portrayed the president as this great arbiter of morality and truth. They said that he somehow was a better standard bearer for protecting norms and institutions of our country. And yet that wasn't true. They lied. You can go all the way back to 2022 when they were asked this question. And the White House continuously, consecutively lied over and over and over again. They could have simply said, the president isn't going to put his thumb on the scales of justice. He's going to wait. He hasn't made a decision yet. Most people would have expected that. They would have respected that.
Yeah, frankly, that would have been a much better strategy. But the Biden administration and Joe Biden said, no, I've lied so frequently and so adeptly over the course of my career. Why not just one more? I'm sure people will believe it, or even if they don't, there'll be no way of challenging it if I say it authoritatively over and over and over again. But Shermichael Singleton points out, it's not just on this issue that this now exposes to all of us, and even those for whom the scales are not just falling off of their eyes, exactly how corrupt Joe Biden is and what a liar this guy is.
I think most people believe if it was my child, I probably would have done the same thing. That's not the issue. The question here, the burden on the White House, I would argue, is the continuous lies. You said that you were better than this other guy. You criticized the other guy for all of these things, and now your DOJ is committing witch hunts, and this is now politicized. Well, you appointed Merrick Garland. You can't blame Republicans for that. And I can only imagine, as I've talked to a lot of Republicans, if this were Donald Trump and Don Jr. or Eric Trump or Ivanka, I can only imagine what the headlines would have been.
Oh, I can. Yeah, I mean, can you, Sean, not imagine what the headlines would be if this had been the shoe on the other foot? The skewering of Donald Trump would not stop for years, man.
It hasn't, and it'll continue.
Yeah, I mean, but this with Joe, he's going to just be able to ride off into the sunset. He can remember how to ride or which way the sunset happens to be. But the Singleton points out that the Democrats, through their behavior and through their acceptance of the lie and cooperation with the lie, the whole party now has lost all credibility with the American people as far as being the party that walks the straight and narrow and tells the truth and is the high moral and mighty party.
If you're Democrats and you're trying to walk this straight line that we're somehow better than Republicans because we care more about the future and state of this democracy, I think that's trash now. No one believes it. No one believes it. They've lost all credibility for the facade they portrayed for several years.
And that's true. They've lost absolutely all credibility. It's fascinating to see the elected Democrats, particularly now, are trying desperately to change the subject. Let's talk about something else other than how adeptly we lie. Because it's not just Joe Biden. It is, as you've noted a number of times, Sean, if they told you what they really believed in, they wouldn't get elected in the first place.
No, because they really their ideas do not translate well to the American electorate, as we just saw in this past election. That's why they have to run on fear-mongering, racism, and of course, existential threats to democracy, blah, 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 blah. And the American people, I think, are starting to figure that out. Now, there's still some that need some convincing. But let's watch and see, because I don't think they've learned anything. You may have a handful of people on the Democrat side of the aisle that are probably going to come over to the Republican side anyway. But most of the and they're dominated. They've been hijacked by progressive Marxists, and they're not ready. They've got a battle ahead within the Democratic Party. It's going to be fascinating to watch, that's for sure.
Coming up in 4 years, the Democrat candidate, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Right.
Up next, the battle for your children in Maryland schools. Stay tuned.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Fighting to win Senate confirmation, Trump Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth says he continues to enjoy the full support of the president-elect.
He's behind us all the way. Spoke to him this morning.
Hegseth has spent a lot of time on Capitol Hill meeting with Republican senators in a bid to shore up support for his confirmation as Pentagon chief. And it looks like senators will be spending more time on the Hill next year.
According to the just-published Senate calendar, the upper chamber plans to be in session for 179 days. In 2025, compared to just 158 in 2021, the first year of President Biden's term. It reflects what GOP leaders see as a unique opportunity with Republicans in control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. More time in session will make it easier for the Senate to enact the Trump agenda and move quickly on greenlighting his judicial and cabinet nominations. Bob Agner reporting.
Nothing yet on a motive for the brazen killing of the United Healthcare CEO, but the search for a person of interest in the New York shooting goes on.
on. Correspondent Jake Offenhart says the NYPD now knows how the suspected gunman got to New York and where he stayed. And there are photos.
Police released surveillance footage of a man believed to be the shooter inside an Upper West Side hostel prior to the shooting. Separate surveillance video shows the individual emerging from two parked cars and opening fire on the CEO, Brian Thompson, as he was headed to a Midtown hotel for an investor conference.
The on-again, off-again talks aimed at ending the war in Gaza are on again, that according to a senior Hamas negotiator. Ahead of the November jobs report, which is due for release shortly, Wall Street futures are lower. The Dow futures down 37 points. The Nasdaq futures, which had been positive, are now down a fraction. And the S&P futures 5 points in the red ahead of this morning's opening bell. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Good morning, Friday morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
JFX southbound still closed with the brush fire Hamden Woodbury area at Cold Spring Lane, so it's closed at Northern Parkway. There's really no traffic south of Ruxton Road at all. The northbound side has been released now, and we're moving traffic northbound from North Avenue all the way out towards the Beltway, and we can see that traffic doing just fine north of the city county line. I-97 southbound towards Annapolis, still big delays there. Benfield Boulevard down to a wreck that earlier was in the right lane near the bridge at 178. That's a pretty good size backup right now. Southbound through that area, we're still looking at delays at the Old Harbor Tunnel, but it's backed up just beyond Eastern Avenue back towards Erdman Avenue. 95 is improving from some earlier problems south of the tunnel, and construction blocks the right lane, Harford County, northbound 95 after Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cold to begin this Friday. It will be a sunny afternoon with a high 38, but it will feel colder as winds gust in from the northwest at times. Those winds will diminish overnight under a clear sky with a low dropping to 25. Expect sunshine tomorrow with a high of 41. The sunny and warmer on Sunday with a high approaching 53. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now you're taking a look at 351 was your pick three from last night. Your pick four was 7241. Temperatures around town, you have a moderate to cold temperatures, frankly, all around. 28 degrees currently in Elkton, and right now you're looking at 28 degrees also in Pikesville on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Let's start with this. The Department of Public Works employee, the Baltimore DPW employee, is now being treated at Johns Hopkins. He suffered a leg injury, or they're saying they suffered a leg injury on the job. The employee was working beside a trash truck on an alley in Thursday when their leg was injured. DPW officials have not identified the location or the circumstances that led to the injury. Baltimore's new city council, officially on the job. Zeke Cohen sworn in as president of the 74th Baltimore City Council, including four new council members. The Cecil County Sheriff's Office investigating an apparent road rage incident out in Elkton. Investigators say the occupants of two vehicles got into it while driving on Mechanics Valley Road late Wednesday. One driver followed the other to a home on Pinder Avenue. That's where the friend of the homeowner allegedly shot the 18 and 22-year-old man who followed them, and a 16-year-old boy who was beaten unconscious. Investigation ongoing in that one. Maryland's casinos generated a whole lot of revenue, $158 million in gaming during the month of November, contributing nearly $70 million to the state. And the Baltimore firefighters remain at the scene of that major brush fire that broke out late yesterday afternoon in the Woodbury area called Camp Small. It's 8:06 on WCBM. Next, Stein on Sports.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Why do you guys do this to me? I'm about ready to go on the air, and you mess with me. I don't understand
it. We don't mess with you.
I got a job to do.
We offer constructive help to make sure you're focused as you should be.
Can I get to week 14 of the NFL season?
Please do.
It's upon us. Lions beat the Packers last night in a thriller 34-31. Ravens are off, but the coaches have been busy self-scouting over the week. Head coach John Harbaugh offers this assessment.
There are certain things we want to look at, you know, special teams. There are things on offense and things on defense that we want to look at in terms of what we can create to be ready for what's in front of us. I mean, I'm happy with the first part of the season. It's not perfect. Like to have a few more wins, but I'm glad we have the wins that we have.
Ravens get the Giants next week, Steelers, Texans, and Browns to close out the season. Maryland basketball putting the Big Ten on notice that College Park is back. With its big win over Ohio State on Wednesday night, Derek Queen, the man-child out of Baltimore, making the difference, head coach Kevin Willard.
You're watching a pro, and I've been around pros. You're just seeing what a pro looks like at 19 years old as a freshman. So it's not anything special. It's just he's a pro.
Up next for the Terps, a Sunday showdown at number 8 Purdue. The Boilermakers upset last night by Penn State 81-70. And now with Luis Severino signing with the Athletics, the top two pitchers left on the free agent market are left-hander Max Fried and right-hander Corbin Burns. The Yankees have zoomed with both Fried and Burns over the last couple days. O's are in the market for both as well. But it remains to be seen how loose the purse strings are under new owner David Rubenstein. The bidding will start at $30 million plus for these two pitchers. Baseball winter meetings begin Sunday in Dallas. Coming up at 8:35, the governor's son in line for a major award. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 here on The Morning Drive, and you can join the conversation 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up in this hour, once again, we're taking a look at that United Healthcare CEO assassination. Another theory as to why he was killed has surfaced.
Pat, I have a theory about why this
CEO was killed.
The LPGA, as we heard yesterday, has come out against anything other than females, actually genetically females, playing in the LPGA, and that has some people's hair in a bit of a fuss. Of course, if you listen to some Supreme Court justices, it's kind of hard to define what a woman is anyway.
They sound in the same kinds of arguments that were made back in the day, 50s, 60s, with respect to racial classifications and inconsistencies.
But our top story here today is the federal government, the state of Maryland, and Baltimore City are committing acts of child abuse. Specifically, they are funding sex education advocates for youth that are advocating the following. Puberty blockers, masturbation, cross-dressing, and coming out as a transgender in kindergarten.
Oh, as if they know.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
In fiscal year 2020, the city of Baltimore sent $20,000 of federal funds to Nora Gelprin, Director of Sexual Education and Training for Advocates for Youth. And it used to be the three R's were what, Bruce, in education? Reading, writing.
Reading, writing, arithmetic.
Right. But now they stand for rights, respect, and responsibility, according to the Maryland State Department of Education. City schools use three R's in its elementary and middle schools, featuring lessons on gender identity in the first grade and transgenderism in the sixth grade. You Choose is the name of the program. The website there refers minors to transgender and abortion clinics. As reported by Spotlight on Maryland, Baltimore City Health Department administers the You Choose funds, and they find other partners in the program, which include Planned Parenthood, of course.
Yeah.
Nora Gelprin said children as young as three are capable of identifying as transgender. Here's her quote. Kids that are transgender at the age of 3, 4, and 5 are able to say they feel like their body is wrong. They feel like something is different with them. How they identify the inside does not match what they are on the outside. And that's why you'll see some kids start to socially transition in kindergarten, first and second grade. End of quote. She spoke earlier this year at a virtual event on sex ed in elementary schools hosted by an activist group called Red, Wine, and Blue. She claimed most kindergartners already have varying gender identities and need to be further informed about the concept of gender identity. And your tax dollars, starting at the HHS, which has funded Maryland $15 million for this type of nonsense. And the Maryland State Department of Education, they're the ones that are pushing this three R's pablum. And now it's trickling down into your local elementary and middle schools through the City Health Department. More on this story coming up in just a second.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, weekend warrior, Chuck Whitaker.
Southbound I-97 is still slow, but the wreck is gone near the bridge at 178. They're fighting the bright sunshine right now through there, so we're still slow from Benfield down through the split at Route 32, but at least those lanes are back open. There's a new wreck on Ritchie Highway at Joyce Lane. That's not too far outside of Arnold. Want to keep an eye out for that. I think EMS had also responded there. Typical ride going into both the harbor tunnels, but for right now, the lanes are open and not a really big problem at this point, so we're still in very good shape there, considering what we had yesterday at this time. Beltway still slow, inner loop at Green Spring at Hartford Road, and down the west side, that construction is blocking the right lane, northbound I-95, right at the interchange at Route 24 in Hartford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny, windy, and cold, 38, down to 25 for the low tonight. Things warm up at the beginning of Sunday and next week. We still have a chance of flurries, believe it or not, 27 in Columbia. Right now it is a sunny and 28 in Pasadena. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:15 Friday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's time to find out which lefty is losing it. Let's head to the circus if we could to find out which Democrat's going to be riding in the Democrat clown car. Enter the big top. Grab your seats. Focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, and it comes to a full stop, and out steps Joe Scarborough with some of the worst logic that one could possibly imagine. But it's so easy to be drawn in.
Before they even start talking about cutting these so-called federal employees that are bankrupting us, the United States government has already spent 80% of its budget on Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, vets, defense, and interest on the debt. So this is a scam unless they're going to slash Social Security and Medicare and Veterans Affairs. They're never going to get to $2 trillion, so they need to just stop pretending.
Thanks, Joe. For some of the most faulty logic we've heard this morning. Here's the deal, folks. He is treating each of these organizations within the federal government as if they are a bowl full of mashed potatoes. They're one thing. You can't have one tiny mashed potato. However, it's not really like that. It's more like a big serving of French fries at McDonald's. You can have one French fry. And you can eliminate five or six French fries without any damage to the rest of the French fries. That's where the logic falls apart. No, the organizations don't get eliminated. They get trimmed down to where they're more efficient. Now, if that's too hard a concept for you, Joe, then you're exactly where you should be, sitting beside the host of the Morning Micas and spouting the pablum use about. Now, right now, get back in your clown car and get out of here.
My question is 80% figure. I think that's wrong. So it's I've heard that 28% is non-discretionary, or rather discretionary spending, versus 72% is non-discretionary.
But see, what that presumes, though, that you have to spend all that
in order for
whatever project it is the federal government has taken on to be an effective project. Well, what happens is every year they go back and say, I need three more people for this, five more people for that, seven more people for this, and the government just grows and grows and grows.
Yeah.
And what the object is to take a look at these organizations to say, what do you really need? Have an outside expert come in and say, you can trim your workforce and still get the job done.
I'm going to give you a figure here and see if you can guess. What percentage of federal workers do you believe are working full-time 5 days a week at their office?
At their office? Right now, 37%.
1%.
1%?
1%.
They're all working virtual.
Yeah.
To one degree or another.
To one degree or another. I mean, I'm saying 5 days a week, full time, 1%. That's it.
Yeah.
No wonder we have problems. So back to this Nora Gelperin, who is basically, here's her quote on when kids begin to transition. Quote, when kids start going into kindergarten at the age of five, turning six, they're really ready to understand what that concept means. Because developmentally, they're already at that stage. We know that most kids have a gender identity at those youngest ages, which is why developmentally we just need to start defining terms, right? Making sure everyone can feel seen and heard and affirmed at those youngest grade levels when they enter our schools. End of quote. I would posit this, that when we were growing up, going through kindergarten and elementary school, it was rare that, if ever, you heard of any of this nonsense.
I never heard of any of it. Ever.
Ever. I never heard of anything.
Yeah, third graders, I was just glad that I wasn't in kindergarten eating those soggy graham crackers anymore.
Yeah. But see, this is the program here is to indoctrinate. It is to manipulate. And look, I blame the parents in some of these cases because they're the ones consenting to this nonsense. And maybe these are some, I'm not saying all, but some parents who were secretly wishing for a girl got a boy instead. And so they begin applying pressure that make the boy more girl-like. I've seen that phenomenon before. I've interviewed psychiatrists about that before. It does happen. I'm not saying in all cases. Advocates for Youth openly pushes for access to hormone blockers, transgender hormone usage, and transgender surgeries for minor children. Guess what? The Maryland State Department of Education paid this group to adjust its 3Rs curriculum to align with Maryland education standards. So the Maryland education standards are teaching kindergartners, about gender ID and genitalia, fourth graders about sexual confusion, and sixth graders about transgenderism. So, it, you know, again, this is from the federal government to the state government all the way down to the city government. Hopefully, Linda McMahon and the Education Department will get rid of this nonsense very quickly. It's 8:20 minutes after the hour, and joining us once again, our good buddy Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, serving Maryland and lower Pennsylvania for over two decades, and we're happy to have him back here on the show.
Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Same to you, bud.
Yes, indeed. Just heard about your billboard. That is something else. So you're offering not one, not two, but multiple cash offers, plus a guarantee that if you can't provide one at market value, you'll pay the difference. Now, you got to be pretty darn confident to do that.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the biggest problems that's happening right now with these cash offers, there's investors running around promising the moon and the stars to would-be home sellers, only to find out that their offers are only about 70 to 80% of market value at best. And the home sellers we're meeting with, they're trying to get 100% of market value. They can't afford to just give away their hard-earned equity like that.
Yeah, also, Vinny, it strikes me that what they're doing is they're saying at the very last minute, oh, we can't really even give you the 70%. You have to have a little bit less. Now, a lot of these investors are looking for desperate sellers, though, who are willing to give their homes away.
Yeah, and Bruce, that's the last thing you want to do. Even if your home is in disrepair or it's loaded with your personal belongings, you want to make sure you're getting 100% of market value, not leaving money on the table or giving your money away to somebody just trying to take advantage of you.
All right, so that's where your guarantee comes in. So there's less risk for the homeowner. They can sell for 100% of market value, or you'll pay them the difference.
That's right, Sean. No need to fight with an investor over the value of your home trying to keep your equity. With our system, we have over 60 institutional investors. They bid against each other, and we're able to generate 3 to 6 offers for you to evaluate with at least one that's 100% of market value, and if not, we'll pay you the difference. This way, you keep your equity, not the investor.
That's tremendous. I really like that. Now you can consider a cash offer without the fear of losing your shirt or being taken advantage of by somebody who's looking to steal your equity.
Yeah, Bruce, that's the idea. So, you know, most home sellers want to consider a cash offer, but they're just concerned that they're going to give up way too much of their equity to do it. We're able to provide multiple cash offers at 100% of market value, or we'll pay you the difference. To take a look at what a cash offer would look like for your home, you can call or text us today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515, and start packing.
Sounds good, Vinny. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Vinny. Appreciate it.
Enjoy your weekend. 8:23. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Traffic and weather on the threes once again. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Ah, some good news. Very nice right now. Both the harbor tunnels.
Yay.
Considering what happened yesterday. Unbelievable. Both 95 and 895 right now are clear. 95 looks good past the ramps at 395. They have reopened all the lanes now on the JFX, both north and southbound at Northern Parkway and coming up from 28th Street. Cold Spring Lane still remains closed. They're working on the big brush fire in that area. Northbound 95, you have a construction delay. Yep, believe it or not, they do construction in the middle of rush hour. Northbound 95 in Harford County at the ramp at Route 24. There's at least a mile back up on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, windy, cold today, 38. That's all we get. And things will warm up by Sunday into early next week. We may hit 60 degrees by Tuesday, so just get through the next couple of days here. Right now, windy, 31 in Stevensville, 27 in Severn. And returning to the morning drive is the one and only. He's now out of witness protection.
Yeah.
Mr. Media, a.k.a. Eddie Appelfeld, to update us on the big entertainment and holiday events for the month of December. Good morning,
morning,
Mr. Media.
Good morning, folks. By the way, that was all a mistake. I shouldn't have been in witness protection in the first place, yeah. But I wound up there.
I think they meant witless protection.
It could have been, too. Yes, good morning. Good to see you guys live. First of all, a little holiday history, if you don't mind. Auld Lang Syne was adopted from a poem written by a Scotsman in 1788. The literal translation of that is Old Long Since. Old long since is what that means.
Sure.
You might like to know that.
Old friends and acquaintances.
Yes. Also, you might like to know that my personal definition of New Year's Eve is you pay triple, you see double, and come home single.
That's, you've applied that over the years, I can see.
Okay. A lot going on around town. Don't even ask. For example, the Christmas Village in the Inner Harbor, going on right now. A train garden at the Fire Museum, that's in Lutherville. Miracle on 34th Street in Hampton.
Right, Hampton.
The Sound of Music, the Sound of Music, now at Toby's Dinner Theater. Harford Holidays. That's
my wife saw that, by the way.
Great show. Probably.
She said it was a great show.
They always do great work out there.
The girl who plays Maria is amazing. I'm incredible.
Harford Holidays, that's at Ripken Stadium. Racing Weekends at Laurel Park. A Christmas Carol through the 23rd at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. That's on 7 South Calvert Street. A Strolling Carolers. That's at the Hunt Valley Town Center on the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st. The Spirit of the Season at the Meyerhof tomorrow and Sunday. Avenue at White Marsh has their parade tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Mariah Carey is in town.
Oh, really?
CFG Arena, the 7th. That's tomorrow,
really?
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Manheim Steamrollers, they're at the National Harbor. That's on Saturday. Greenberg's Great Train and Toy Show at Timonium Fairgrounds this weekend. The Festival of Wreaths at the Carroll County Center in Westminster. On the 8th, the Temptations and the Four Tops at the MGM National Harbor.
Wow.
It's probably not the original ones. I have a feeling.
No, there's...
might be.
I think there's one original member of the Temps. All the Tops are gone.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Ledoux Christmas at the Ledoux Gardens. Have you been up there?
Yeah. Not recently.
Yeah, it's beautiful. The Topiary Gardens.
Right.
Let me see. Holiday Light Spectacular at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the 12th through the 30th. On the 13th, the Maryland Opera will perform at the Barn at Bordy Vineyards. The Sounds of the Seasons, the U.S. Army Field Band at the Lyric, 2 o'clock on the 14th and 15th. The Nutcracker, of course, you're going to find that somewhere. That's going to be at the BSO on the 14th and the 15th. A Cookie Crawl and Tour, that's at Towson from 12 to 2. Leslie Odom Jr., you know who that is? Leslie Odom Jr.?
Is that... Well, obviously, Leslie Odom was the senior.
Not that one.
Not with
the junior was the guy who had the lead in Hamilton.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, he's at the MGM.
You see, you're a showbiz
Harbor.
Guy. We're not.
Show business is my life.
Bro. That's right, yeah.
A Motown and More at the Carroll County Center in Westminster on the 15th. Let's see, the Polar Express Reading at the Chesapeake Beach Railroad Museum. That's a very interesting place, by the way, out there at the beach. A Hanukkah Spectacular at the Gordon Center on the 22nd. A Holiday Spectacular at the BSO, the 20th through the 21st. A Beyonce at M&T Bank Stadium. That's during the halftime at the Ravens game. And then the Hanukkah House on the 25th. That's at 101 Brightside Avenue. That's in Pikesville. And then There Were None at the Everyman Theater through January 5th.
I think Beyonce, the halftime show, is in Texas.
It is?
I believe it is. I think they're playing the Texans.
What date is it?
It's Christmas Day, isn't it?
That's out of town.
It is out of town? Okay. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
So, but you can still go there if you want to see.
You
can use your barter dollars to get there.
If you don't have any barter dollars available, I'm sure Chuck Whitaker will provide.
So you see, there's a lot of this is just sort of not even all of it.
Yeah, no. Are they still having Symphony in the Woods at the in Columbia?
Haven't seen that.
I haven't. It's been a couple years, I think.
But I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Okay. Just saw maybe they did away with it, but that was a nice. You'd get in the car, you drive through and see all the lights.
Yes, it was very nice.
It was very nice indeed. All right, Mr. Media, thank you very much.
Thank you all, guys.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Appreciate that. And that's all what's happening around town. It's coming up on 8:35, and we got your calls and comments, as well as what went down to the Supreme Court. And also the LPGA is weighing in on the policy there. And a little bit later on, interesting theories now developing over the assassination of the United Healthcare CEO and the Daniel Penny jury is now focusing on the medical evidence, and that might be good news for Mr. Penny. So we'll have that coming up in just a second.
Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or maybe hearing your favorite song? Maybe you're missing parts of conversations with old friends. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this sounds familiar, if that kind of suffering sounds uncomfortably familiar, please call Audiology Associates 410-340-2020. 210-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
It is 8:30, time for the latest news headlines, and once again, here is Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean Buller. Firefighters remain at that scene of the major brush fire that broke out late yesterday afternoon in the Woodbury area called Camp Small. It's on the city's recycling yard where it is, the wood recycling yard. More than 100 firefighters and support personnel from the metro area have been working through the night to contain the wind-driven fire. That's cold, wet work, man. Officials have closed the JFX southbound, and they've reopened it northbound, by the way. City officials have canceled the fireworks display at Mount Washington Holiday Lighting Ceremony that was to take place when the fire started. Mayor Brandon Scott, among the city leaders there, taking part in a Thursday night press conference near the scene of that brush fire. The mayor says multiple state and city agencies responded to the scene. Maryland's casinos generated just over $158 million in gaming revenue during the month of November, contributing about $69 million to the state. Last month's overall revenue from slot machines and table games represented an increase of more than $403,000 over November of 2023. MGM National Harbor brought in the most revenue last month, more than $65.5 million, followed by Live Casino with $60.3 million, and then finally Horseshoe Casino, $14 million. Cecil County Sheriff's Office is investigating an apparent road rage incident in Elkton. Investigators say the occupants of two vehicles got into it while driving on Mechanics Valley Road late Wednesday. One driver followed the other to a home on Pinder Avenue. That's where the fracas began. A friend of the homeowner allegedly shot the 18 and 22-year-old men who had followed them, and a 16-year-old boy was beaten unconscious. The investigation ongoing so far. No arrests have been made. And Howard County's cold blue cold alert remains in effect for tonight. Temperatures again expected to dip into the low 20s. Those in need of shelter from the cold should contact the Grassroots Crisis Intervention Hotline or go to the Crisis Center on Old Annapolis Road in Columbia. It's 8:32 on WCBM. WCBM Traffic and Weather on the 3s is next.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before, while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Pick three, lottery number 351. Your pick 47241. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
There's still some slowing on the Beltway around Hartford Road on the northeast corner, the inner loop through Green Spring to the JFX, and the west side still slow. Been there all morning. Usual spot, 795 down to Frederick Road, and then gets better as you're going down towards Wilkins Avenue. The southwest side of the Beltway looks good in and around the BW Parkway and I-97. In case you missed it earlier, JFX is now back open between Northern Parkway and 28th Street. Cold Spring Lane still remains closed. They're working on the brush fire there. Construction and delays. Hartford County, the right lane is closed. I-95 northbound beginning at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cold to begin this Friday. It will be a sunny afternoon with a high 38, but it will feel colder as winds gust in from the northwest at times. Those winds will diminish overnight under a clear sky with a low dropping to 25. Expect sunshine tomorrow with a high of 41. The sunny and warmer on Sunday with a high approaching 53. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lowe's knows how to save you time and money. Order what you need by 2 p.m. to get it delivered same day. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes for same-day delivery. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day delivery for details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Ravens defensive coordinator Zach Orr imparting an important message to his unit as the team went to bye this week, emphasizing a key aspect he wants to see the defense improve upon.
Number one thing is getting some getting takeaways, man. We're not turning the ball over enough, and we got to get the football like we have to. That changes games.
Ravens are number two in the turnover category, or I should say they're plus two in the turnover category. That's middle of the pack, but they forced only 11. That is fifth lowest in the National Football League. Last night in the NFL, Lions head coach Dan Campbell said, let's finish this thing right here, right now.
They are going, and then Goff falls down, but Montgomery is able to pick up the first down. So Goff falls down as he's making the handoff, and this should seal it. They'll run the clock down, hit the field goal. What a...
Quite a game. Al Michaels with the call on Prime, and a gutsy call by Campbell to go forward at the Packer 20 with 40 seconds to go in a tie game. It works. Jake Bates wins it with a chip shot field goal at the gun. Lions 34, Packers 31. Lions are going to the playoffs. D3 college football playoffs this weekend, and two Baltimore area teams are still in it. Hopkins travels to DePaul of Indiana Saturday for a third round playoff game, and unbeaten Salisbury hosts Randolph-Macon Saturday at noon. Elsewhere in D3 ball, this is a big story. Quarterback Josh Ehrlich, son of former Maryland Governor Bob Ehrlich, will lead Susquehanna into the third round of the D3 playoffs at St. John's in Minnesota. A dual-threat quarterback, the younger Ehrlich accounted for 5 touchdowns last week. And a sidebar here, it was announced yesterday that Ehrlich is one of 18 semifinalists for the prestigious Gagliardi Award, which is basically the Heisman Trophy of D3 ball. Ehrlich, who looks just like his dad, by the way, was the landmark conference player of the year this year. High school championships continued today in Annapolis, 4 p.m. 2A, 1A final. Dunbar at 13-0 puts its 51-game winning streak on the line against 13-0 Patuxent, 4A Quince Orchard and Wise. Tomorrow, 12 noon, 1A Northern against Fort Hill, 2A at 3:30 Stephen Decatur in Huntingtown, and 3A at 7 p.m. Linganore and Arundel. NBA, the Wizards tied a franchise record last night with their 16th loss in a row, 137-101 to the Hawks. Forward Marvin Bagley in the postgame on the Wizards' lack of success.
We gotta make a decision on who we're gonna be and come together and fight our way out of this. That's really the only way. Nobody's gonna come save us, nobody's gonna help us but ourselves as a group.
Wiz go for the record Saturday night at home against the Nuggets. Time now 8:37. When we return, it's Friday Football Pick'em.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Well, all of us got the Lions last night, right. So that was the start to Friday Football Pick'em. But we've got
close
three
game
more
though.
Games. That was a great game.
Yeah.
And you know, there have been a few Thursday night games that have been good this year. Ravens Bengals, no exception to that. But here's three more games. Let's recap though first, because I love to do this. Bruce, you're in first, 33-21. I'm one game behind. Mm-hmm. Sean, you're last. You're at 29-23. I do. Four games behind. There's not a lot of time left, Sean, and only the top two teams make it to the playoffs.
Okay.
And there is no parting gift.
But at one point, I was like 4 or 5 games under 500.
I know. You're making a comeback.
I know.
I don't want to talk about that.
It's impressive. It really is.
All right. Here we go. It's not. Bills at Rams. Sean, what do you think?
Bills are really playing for home field advantage. I'm going to take the Bills.
Okay.
Bills.
Yeah, I think it's all three of us on that. Yep. All right, here's where the plot thickens. Now, you may think Chargers at Chiefs, that's a given, Chiefs. But if you look at the Chargers' record against the Chiefs in the last 3 years, you may think otherwise. Sean, what do you think?
You know, I'm going to go with the Chiefs because they are just finding ways to win, even in these close games.
All right.
Chiefs at home, it's the Chiefs. We're at the Chargers, maybe not, but at home, it's the Chiefs.
I beg to differ. I'm going, I'm going San Diego. How about Bengals at Cowboys, Bruce?
Bengals. Two teams that I really, they should both lose. Mm. Bengals.
Yeah, they're the favorite, by the way. Bengals.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I'm going Bengals, too. All right, so we're one game difference.
One game difference.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Thank you, Gary.
Have a great weekend.
You do the same. We'll see you on Monday morning. 8:39, let's take a phone call here. John in Eldersburg.
Hey, John.
John could not hang with us. Let's grab Jim and Glen Burnie. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. Thanks, man.
One of the ways the government could save money, or this Dodge Group could find a way to save money and not do it from personal experience, is in Medicare. What they need to do is set it up, some things up. I had three fraudulent claims on my Medicare this year that amounted to several thousand dollars.
Wow.
And I saw that when I got my quarterly statement, but it had already been paid. If they would do the same type of thing with an unusual charge in Medicare, like you do on your, you get emailed on your debit card or your credit card when there's some unusual charge, and they ask you about it to make sure it's valid. If they would do that, and they could computerize it, it would be automatic. And if they would do that, they could stop the fraud before it even happens.
So you're saying, Jim, that the hysterectomy was not yours?
There was actually some charges that would have been in a hospital. You'd have been in a hospital for, and it was one of them was charged for me. Was charged twice, once in December of last year and in January of this year.
Yeah, with all thing. Government, right? You're right. You're absolutely right, Jim. With all government programs, as soon as the government program was instituted, there are people that are, scheming and conniving their way to defraud the government. So I think it's a great suggestion, and I would think that did you report the fraudulent?
Yeah, I did. But what they have to have somebody in their fraud department to go in and try to get the money back. But if you do this ahead of time, you ask if the claim is real or not before it's ever paid, then you could probably cut your fraud department staff in half also.
It's a great point. I just read the congressional report on COVID, and there were $60 billion in fraud that international fraudsters took advantage of in the COVID relief funds and things of that nature. So it's a great suggestion, and you may want to send it over to the DOGE committee and see what they have to say.
Thanks. I appreciate the call. There's this woman named Haley Davidson. She's a trans. She is a transgender golfer, and Haley, to avoid any the personal pronouns, is now ranting and raving about the LPGA's tour making the glorious decision, frankly, to say no. Look, if you're a girl, you're a girl. If you're a boy, you're a boy. Boys don't play in the girls. The L means something in ladies PGA, and it's the same thing the other way around. You know, you can understand why Haley's a bit confused, because there are even Supreme Court justices who seem to not really get the concept.
They sound in the same kinds of arguments that were made back in the day, 50s, 60s, with respect to racial classifications and inconsistencies. I'm thinking in particular about Loving. The court starts off by saying that Virginia is now one of 16 states which prohibit and punish marriages on the basis of racial classifications. Sort of the same thing.
Yeah, it's not at all the same thing. This is what I mean. This is Ketanji Brown Jackson in this transgender case in front of the Supreme Court. Of course, she's the one when she got nominated, she couldn't define what a woman is. So perhaps that's where Haley Davidson is going wrong, is listening to the wrong Supreme Court justice. I don't know if you remember that. Marsha Blackburn saying,
absolutely. Define a woman, she wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Now, clearly she knows the difference, but her ideology can't allow her to say it.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
Those things that thank goodness, by the way, years ago in Irvington, Chuck Whitaker did discover the difference, much to his chagrin, when that Scottish Highlands game was going on. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather, are the threes. Chuck?
They said ahead of time that the tuck rule was underway, and I said, that's perfectly fine. So, kind of hard walking down Yale Avenue from Frederick Avenue that way, but it was all right.
All right.
that's just brutal. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County, exit 76. Construction blocks the right lane. They shouldn't be there, but they're there. So it's a single lane to the right that's blocked. Then you have the center and the left-hand lane open. The backup is a little better, but still it's an inconvenience for the traffic northbound. A little slow yet in and around the Beltway, but we're absolutely clear and good to go right now. Southbound, which is most of the traffic at both the Harvard tunnels.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. Get to the next day or two with the cold temperatures. Sunny, windy, 38 today and a little warmer tomorrow. It'll be sunny and 41. Then things begin to warm up. Sunday, we're looking at 53 and upper 50s to near 60 Monday or Tuesday. So it's just the next 36, 48 hours or so. Right now, it is partly cloudy and 27 in Reisterstown, 28 in Ellicott City. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
So a 91-year-old man with dementia went missing in Wyoming last week. And no one knew where he was for 2 days. Until his wife happened to see him on a local news report from a completely different state. KSL in Salt Lake City did a segment on a rescue mission serving free meals for Thanksgiving. And her husband was sitting at the table in one of the shots. He's now back home safe and sound. Here's Averill Black talking about spotting her missing husband, Michael, on TV.
Well, wait a minute. I sure saw Michael. So I paused the TV, set it back, and yeah, sure enough, there he was. I mean, it was so unreal. Oh, I was so relieved. I actually slept that night. Boy, does he have some guardian angel looking after him. And you guys, thank goodness that you guys were there.
I tell you, he must hate her cooking. Something fierce.
Wow. Yeah. But with dementia, to get that far,
wow. Yeah.
A couple states away.
I know.
You know, and how to get there, and did people help him get there? It's just an incredible story.
Or he may have remembered something. I mean, people with dementia draw stuff out, as you all know, and you know, we've all gone through this with one relative or another. Or if you haven't, God bless you. But it's, you know, it's amazing what they'll draw up, and they'll be convinced that, you know, got to get to Salt Lake.
Right.
You know,
California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren is claiming that President-elect Trump's proposal to create the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, is unconstitutional and illegal. Here's what she said on CNN with Abilio Acosta.
Well, it's illegal. You know, they haven't asked to meet with me, but the impoundment of funds that have been appropriated by the Congress is unconstitutional and illegal. There is no such Department of Government Efficiency. It's made up. So good luck to them. I mean, if there is a plan that President Trump wants to propose to the Congress, he should send it to us. But the Constitution does not permit the president to simply avoid what the Congress has done. That power of the purse is with the legislative branch, not the president.
Yeah, well, it's easy enough. Again, DOGE is not a government official government department. It's an advisory board.
It's private.
Yeah, but you do have, in both House and Senate, you have corresponding organizations on each side. The Republicans have the House. The Republicans have the Senate. They will pass the legislation necessary to allow trimming those departments that are fat. Not a big deal, Zoe.
Yeah, they're not talking about DOGE taking action. DOGE is going to identify
where the problems are,
where the problem is waste, fraud, and abuse, and then DOGE will make their recommendations to the president. The president will then ask the Speaker, Speaker Johnson, who has said that he's going to act on a lot of this stuff, to see if he can claw back some of these funds. Now, it's amazing to me is that she says it's unconstitutional and it's illegal. But we knew by executive order the president can redirect some of those funds already appropriated to within the agency of his choice, as long as you don't change the spirit or letter of the law. If X amount of money is going to Department of Homeland Security, then that money is going to DHS. But you, within that agency, can redirect those funds.
Yeah. For example, instead of sending it overseas, you could, for example, just as a wild idea, send it to Asheville, North Carolina, or to the Gulf Coast of Florida.
And I'm sure Americans would support that wholeheartedly versus this out-of-control spending. As we've said before, $36 trillion of debt. We add $1 trillion of debt to the budget every 100 days now. Every 100 days.
Not sustainable. We are stealing money from our grandchildren. I've been singing that song for two decades or more.
Yeah, it's amazing. New poll out by Navigator Research on a published saying that Trump, the three key issues that drastically swayed American voters at the ballot box this election, these were independent swing voters, Democrats and Republicans. They were inflation, number one, and the cost of living, immigration and the border, number two, and number three, jobs and the economy. Those were the top three. By leaps and bounds. All the other ones, abortion, education, gun control, blah, 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 they were way down the list. They just did not resonate this year with a lot of voters. Those were the top three, and on those three, Trump absolutely...
She was on the right side of all of them.
All of them. Yeah. And she was underwater on all three. She was a bad candidate. She had bad ideas. She didn't have any solutions. She couldn't get the ideas until they were too late. So, bad candidate, and the Democrat Party got routed because of it. The American people said enough is enough, and that's why we have President-elect Trump.
By the way, Eddie Appelfeld, who just came out of witness protection, the backstory there is that he came out because they actually had to make room for Kamala Harris, who now is in witness protection. Have you seen?
I just saw her yesterday. She was at the National Black Legislators Conference or something.
She really was.
Yes, she was. There was a Kamala sighting yesterday.
So exciting for all of us.
It's 8:50. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Up next, interesting theory developing in the assassination of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman.
And I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. And along with my wife, Rachel, we strive to continue our firm's 40-year reputation for excellence.
You know, Steve, when I started practicing law, things in the world were plenty different. No, FDR was not president, but folks were getting injured in auto accidents and by other negligent acts. And our work, our commitment to clients from the very start has never wavered.
You're so right, Dad. Handling property damage, getting car rentals, assuring the best medical treatment, and really just getting their lives back remains our primary focus.
And that also means obtaining fair and just compensation for their pain and suffering, as well as for any permanent medical issues.
And although we prefer to settle cases, we often rely on judge and juries to obtain fair and just compensation.
So if you or a loved one has been injured by another's negligence, give us a call at the Law Offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation.
And don't forget, Dad, there's no fee for us and no cost to our clients unless we win.
Well, then please continue winning.
Absolutely, not to worry.
The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, serving the Mid-Atlantic region for over 40 years.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. There is a lot to consider when you are planning out your retirement income. Things like knowing how to maximize your retirement income while also minimizing your taxes in retirement and getting a safe income that's going to last as long as you last. Now, if you'd like to be sure that your accounts are up to date, you should visit my friend Rod Barowi and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call Rod now, 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120 on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
The Rob Carson Show. The ultimate moment of corruption. The exclamation point on 50 years of abject corruption is Joe Biden deciding to pardon his son, effectively pardoning his criminal crime family for the last 11 years as he goes out the door. Why did you promise us you weren't going to do it? He is a scumbag. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:52 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker just sent me over an image. The Rolling Stones as teenagers, and they all look like teenagers, except somebody has photoshopped a current picture of Keith Richards.
He's remarkably well preserved. Yes, what can we say?
He certainly is. Yes. Very funny, Chuck. Thank you for ending our week with a smile.
I saw that. I said that over.
I'll get that posted on Bruce's brain so everybody else can check it out, too. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Charles?
If you're coming down the west side, Albert Loop, you're still slow. 795, it finally gets better at Route 40. The pace is a little better, but it's still jammed up right through there. Everybody else on the Beltway is good. JFX is back open. They're still working on the big brush fire from yesterday and overnight. Cold Spring Lane near the JFX is still closed between there and Greenspring Avenue, but the expressway is open. Might be a visual delay for the traffic there. The only other big problem, both the tunnels, by the way, are clear, is that construction area. Right lane is blocked, northbound I-95 in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, windy, cold again today, 38, clear, 25 tonight, sunny, 41 tomorrow. Then the warming begins. Sunday, it'll be sunny and 53, upper 50s by Monday. Right now, sunny, 29 in Glen Burnie. It's 28 in Forest Hill. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Kim, what's going on the show?
Good morning. So all morning long, I've been looking into, you guys remember the Hawktua girl?
Yes.
And you saw the coin, the meme coin, and now everybody's like, she was in on this rug pull. Her team made millions of dollars. All of her fans lost a ton of money. I have just been entrenched in this because it sounds to me like she had no idea how any of this worked, right? Buying and selling these coins. And it sounded like she had no idea that her team that supposedly invested were going to sell their coins immediately, you know, resulting in this.
Right.
And she, you know, reading some of the stuff, she might actually go to jail over this.
You got to be careful with that kind of stuff, with cryptocurrency and everything,
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyways, we're going to talk a little bit about that. But
I see where Bitcoin was averaging near $100,000, and Trump has gotten now, he's appointed somebody to be a cryptocurrency czar.
Right, yeah. No, it's very popular, but she clearly had no idea how this worked. Well, it'll be interesting to watch that play out. Of course, I'm going to talk about the trans people in the restroom yesterday on Capitol Hill. I could not believe that. You know, just the narcissism alone. There are all these comments on the video, because of course they posted it. They're so proud.
Yeah.
But they posted the video. All these comments were like, look, why do you think that this is okay? Right? They were in the restroom that's like available for the public, like if you have a tour of the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked, they were like, what if a bunch of second graders were on a field trip and they come in the bathroom and there's these guys with beards, right? They don't even look like women, some of them. You don't think that this would scare them? The response from one of the guys was, oh, we hope they joined the party.
Yeah.
Well, they don't get it at all.
It's recruitment. No. It's grooming. That's what it is. All of this stuff. When we did the sex ed consultant for the city schools.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically you're recruiting and grooming as young as kindergarten.
Yeah, the sex ed consultant of the city schools says a kid's in third grade. Is it third grade? Mm-hmm. Yes.
3 year olds.
Three year olds. Which is, that's before you get to kindergarten. You know, they know if they're transgender. And when I got to kindergarten, my really big preoccupation was seeing if I could get the one lukewarm little thing of milk and only graham crackers that weren't completely soggy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all that was on my mind.
Well, this is being driven by adults, let's face it.
Yeah, it's all influence. But we're going to talk a little bit about that. Obviously, the juvenile crime is still the number one topic here in Baltimore. I saw that McKinsey Frost did another report showing that the math isn't adding up as far as the juveniles that have been detained versus the juveniles that should be on ACL monitors. So apparently there are many kids that should be on the monitoring system that just are not all together. So we are going to talk about this. I need the governor to step in. This is getting really out of hand.
He obviously doesn't care.
I know.
No. Yeah.
It's sad.
Or he's complicit.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks, Kim. Coming up at 9 o'clock right here on WCBM. United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson fatally gunned down in New York. There's another theory that is now developing. Some people thought it was somebody who got denied, and because the inscriptions on the bullet casings, and then the book that just happened to be a little too convenient for some people.
Yeah, but cell phone left behind.
Yeah, law professor Alan Dershowitz has another theory.
Pat, I have a theory about why this CEO was killed. Remember, there's information that there was an investigation about insider trading, and if he was being investigated, there were people out there who would be afraid he would flip and turn against them. And so I think they have to investigate the possibility that somebody who he might have testified against had him killed to prevent him from being from testifying. Also, whoever killed him knew where he was going, knew he was going at 6:40 in the morning, knew it was well before the events began. So I think the investigation has to look inward to the company to see who was under investigation and who this guy might have flipped against.
The DOJ was investigating allegations of insider trading and attempting to thwart monopolistic practices within the healthcare sector. He was part of that investigation.
But if this were a setup, if this guy were hired as a hit, it's got to be a patsy because there are cameras everywhere. There are a lot of clear images of this guy who did the shooting.
Yeah.
And they will find him.
So who knows? I mean, that's. And finally, the jury in the Daniel Penny case up in New York, the chokehold trial, they're focusing on medical evidence during the first full day of deliberations. And remember, the AMTs when they arrived, he was still alive.
Yep.
He had a pulse, so that might be good news for Daniel Penny in that case.
Knock wood.
All right. I want to tell you about Tim Kyle Electric. Heating, ventilation, air conditioning, you name it. Well, it's getting a little chilly now, but as we head into winter, it's not even wintertime. That's a hard thing to believe. It's bitterly cold. And you want to make sure that your furnace and your heat pump and your forced air systems are working at the proper levels and, of course, also efficiently, because a lot of stuff can be working. You're getting the heat, but it's costing you more money to generate that heat. That's where Tim Kyle comes in. They'll come out. They'll take a look at your system. They'll check it out. They'll evaluate it. They'll do whatever maintenance that has to be done to make sure that it is operating efficiently and isn't costing you an arm and a leg to heat your home during these cold winter months. And if you have any electrical issues as well, make sure your Christmas lighting is already done, and they do landscape lighting, outdoors, etc. Call Tim Kyle, 410-876-2904, 410-876-2904, or you can check him out online at timkylecompany.com. That's going to do it for us. Have a great weekend. Back on Monday at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you Monday.
WCVM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...